98.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob at Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never
NASA. So all of these things, these movies that were done, that was that movie. There was another one out the same year that was more or less the same story. Do you remember that? I'm trying to remember. It was
That one I don't remember, no.
Don't you remember it? I'm trying to remember who the people that were. Anyway, listen, that doesn't help us get into the stories for this week, so let's keep moving here. The charts for the week of November 23rd to the 27th, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. That seemed to have been the number one story of the week, so Victoria and John. John's actually traveling, so maybe he tells us his story first about traveling for Thanksgiving. How was your trip up to Atlanta from the Space Coast driving? What did you see? What did you experience? How was the food? What did you actually go through?
Actually, the drive up to Atlanta from the Space Coast was non-eventful. Traffic I left on Wednesday afternoon. Traffic on Wednesday was terrible. But by the time I got closer to Atlanta, it seemed to lighten up. So it really wasn't too bad and rather delightful. It was good to get away.
How about going when you were stopping for hotel accommodations and restaurants and that sort of thing? Did you encounter any difficulties, or was it pretty normal?
Actually, Doug, I found the hotels were wide open.
Yeah.
The particular one I stayed in, I don't even think it was half full, and the other hotels in the area that were clustered in the same area, I didn't have an exact number, a head count, but it seemed like they were only operating at half capacity as well. So the hotels were not a problem at all.
How about Waffle House? Did you find a Waffle House?
I passed a lot of Waffle Houses, but usually it was McDonald's, get a quick cup of coffee, and to move on from there. So
keep on going. Right.
But, just keep on going. Yeah.
Keep
but
on trucking. All right, so
not a problem at all.
That was good. Victoria, you did not have your usual Thanksgiving event that is going to your families. And I think that probably bespeaks. I didn't either, frankly. Although a lot of times on the holidays I work on the farm and everybody goes home. But this year a lot of people did what you did, and that's kind of just hunker down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we just did Thanksgiving for the two of us, and it was actually really wonderful. We had a blast. We've never made Thanksgiving dinner on our own. We're always either at a restaurant or at my in-laws. So we had a lot of fun kind of coordinating our own Thanksgiving dinner and just with the dogs and watching movies. It was just, honestly, it was delightful. It was probably the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So part of the Thanksgiving weekend are all of these Black Friday deals, but I think Black Friday is different this year in many respects. And I've sort of stayed away from on the DJV program and other stuff that I'm doing, promoting particular stores or at least giving Amazon more attention than I think they deserve. They get way too much media, free media attention. So why should it be that the headline that comes across the screen, Amazon's best Friday deals, why isn't it some other company other than the fact that they're the biggest in the world? They're the biggest in part because everybody gives them free promotion. So what are you going to do when it comes to things? You have a fairly small family, John. Well, what do you do to prepare for Christmas giving?
Interestingly enough, I don't go the Amazon route. I go the traditional way of trying to shop local businesses if I can and get some good selective gifts and then send them out myself through the post office. Mm-hmm. And I try to stay away from the Amazon Prime and all of that. I know some people have been going crazy since late summer getting packages through Amazon and all of that. But I'd rather go the traditional route and do shopping in the local community and try to support the merchants as much as I can.
Yep. Maybe it's an age thing. All right. That's what Santa Harper is doing. Victoria, have you taken advantage of some of these early Black Friday things, no matter where they were?
No, I haven't done any. I do buy from Amazon. I try to find the small merchants, which are, you know, and they live and basically are surviving on Amazon right now. So I try to find that. And Amazon's a big initiative this year for Black Friday. They will direct you towards small businesses that are on the platform. So it's not hard to find them. And if you want that convenience of, you know, free shipping or two-day shipping or whatever, Amazon's actually done a pretty decent job this year of helping promote small businesses. So that's, I've gotten a lot of – we're not really doing Christmas this year, so it's just going to be Lewis and me, and so we're just kind of buying stuff that we really need. You know, it's not – you know, this is the year of –
practicality.
You know, do you need a new – you know, you need a new computer mouse, or do you need a new, you know, like tech kind of stuff, really.
I got a lot of extra ones. If you need one, I'll send you one if you need one. I'll
not the living kind. I just need the little electronic kind.
So then there's the – well, I have some of those, too, as a matter of fact. One of the things that Victoria has taught me, John, is what a Roomba is. I didn't know what a Roomba.
I can't believe you don't. I mean, it's been around forever.
All right, okay, John, you have a Roomba?
I don't have one. I certainly know what they are.
My parents have one, and my parents, they call him Ronnie the Robot, and, like, we hear about him, like, he lives with them, like, he's a person. So, but they're fascinated by Ronnie, and so, and he does a great job, so, yeah, they love it.
Okay.
Really?
Uh-huh. All right, so with the number one thing.
I've never seen one in operation.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you missed much. Anyway, I'm spoiled because I have somebody clean my house. I don't know whether they use a Roomba or they don't use a Roomba.
No.
That's Thanksgiving and what we're doing to get ready for the next holiday. Meanwhile, the reality is set by what's happening in the COVID department, the projections of who's going to get it, how many people are going to get it, not being able to travel a lot in the normal traditional ways, or at least being worried about it. I think the vaccines are the big story here this week between what is coming out of Pfizer and Moderna. I just learned, you maybe heard me say it, John, that I was talking to Ken Kronhaus, my very good friend and cardiologist, who says that he's going to have it, and most everybody else that's in the medical profession will have all of the first shot, the first round, will be on December 11th. That's when they're going to start. If the FDA gives its final approval on the 10th, God knows why they can't give it today and we start tomorrow, but, you know, that's the way the government works. So, at any rate, the first shots. Now, what I'm not sure of, and I forgot to ask him, because it requires a bonus. It requires a booster shot. So if you have the first shot and then you apparently...
I think it's 28 days later.
Is
you
it
need
28
another
days?
One. Yeah, something like
it.
That.
So,
yeah.
So I think if the first round goes, and then after that, the second round, which will include you and me in terms of age, I think partially where you are is going to affect it as well. But most people who are the most vulnerable, and they're putting that in an age category, and apparently health-wise as well, will get the second shots right around the first part of January, first to mid part of January. So, you know, that I think will calm everybody down a little bit. I think you'll see, with the advent of that, a real change in attitude and concern and the way people are living. But even so, you've probably seen it down in Florida, all these damn kids and the parties and things that they've...
Absolutely.
I think that's been your experience right along on the beach where you live, Victoria, right?
Yeah.
All of this stuff is same stuff.
We took the dogs out on Thanksgiving Day, which was just such a beautiful day. It was about 70 degrees, so we took the dogs out for a walk on the beach, and I think we were probably the only two people wearing masks. It was just crazy.
Amazing.
I don't know why people aren't getting it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. There's a ruling, speaking of that, number four this week on the countdown is a focus on whether or not you can, I guess the Supreme Court said that religious restrictions on whether you can go to church or not are not, that's not legal. You can't tell people they can't go to church, right? Isn't that basically the
bottom line? That was aimed at New York.
Yeah.
And because they had, they recently had a wedding of a very famous rabbi. I think it was his daughter married someone, and they had 7,000 people in a synagogue for this wedding.
Really?
And yes. And so,
wow.
And a friend of mine, yeah, it's, I know. And a friend of mine works in one of the major hospitals at Mount Sinai. She works in the ER. And she said that almost immediately after that wedding, they had at least 200 people in the hospital with COVID because of that wedding that they had attended. So it's just, you know, and so Governor Cuomo tried to, after that happened, they fined the synagogue $15,000, which is nothing, but they fined them and then they challenged it in court, and then it went to the Supreme Court, and Amy Coney Barrett was the deciding vote that, you know, she's very religious, and so she said you can't stop anybody from gathering, you know, whether it's COVID or not.
Is that why
whatever.
She made her decision, or is it because it was a legal thing? She made the decision.
I mean, I don't know.
In your estimation.
In my estimation, we know how religion is, and I'm not saying anything against anyone's religion. I'm just saying she is very openly, she's very vocal about religion.
Yeah, she is.
And so
should leave it at the door, though. That's not part of the law. That's
right.
If that's
so the criticism on her is this is her first major ruling, and it's you know, putting a lot of people's health in jeopardy.
Mm. All right. Well, there it is. In a moment, we're going to look at. I just find it interesting to see where the hot spots are. I just looked at a map. Do you know where the hottest spot, where the most increases have been this past week in terms of how many people have COVID? What, you want to pick a city? You haven't seen this yet. Maybe
my guess would be something like South Dakota or something
that. Yeah, that's what I would guess too.
Not even close. Buffalo.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
There you go. Yep.
Wow.
Buffalo, New York. All right, we move along with the focus. We're starting. Sometimes I start at number 10 and work to number 1. This week we're starting at number 1 and working down the election and not only the situation nationally, but what's going on in Georgia, because you're in Georgia. Be interesting to know from your perspective, John. How that stuff seems to be shaping up. I'm sure you've made some observations. We'll get to those as the Talk Radio Review continues for this week.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
Hi, This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is something that I've been doing on the air with Michael Harrison for about 27 years, as it turns out, since the beginning of Talkers Magazine. And as an hour that accompanies Michael in his overview of what's going on from the official stats that come into Talkers Magazine, I invite the ladies who are on the DJV program with me to go through it sort of as a review. Because Jennifer's off this week, I've invited John Harper, who's no stranger to these proceedings, to come in and talk about, from his perspective, what some of the elements are of these top 10 stories. So I was talking about the, I said we'd talk about Trump refusing to concede. I don't know that there's much to that story other than, you know, a lot of huzzerai back and forth. What I'm interested in is your read, John, on the election in Georgia, the runoff election between Loeffler and Warnock and Perdue and Austin, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. So when you got into Georgia, what do you see on the news media there and newspapers and on TV and stuff about this?
Well, that's a great question, Doug, because I wasn't, as I drove through the state, as soon as I got into Georgia and I'm listening, tuning across the radio dial, and I can't believe how many commercials for all of the political ads for all of the candidates are airing.
It's a bonanza. Absolutely for radio.
Oh, my God, yes. And the billboard campaigns and the television campaign. I turned on the TV quickly this morning to just kind of get an update. And back-to-back and bumper-to-bumper, you're seeing spots for all of the candidates. So it is a hotbed of discussion here in Georgia, from what I've been able to determine and the people that I've spoken to here in the small area that I'm at the moment. And people are really, really, I think, going to be turning out for this election. And it is definitely raising the temperature here in the state as far as the political climate. And it will continue through January. It is really hot as far as this election.
So Trump says he's going to go there to campaign for the Republicans, get a sense of whether that'll do any good or not. Does it help? Does it hinder? Or is nobody paying any attention to him now?
I think Doug, it'll probably help. The Trump supporters are still going strong. Boy, I saw a lot of Trump signs all the way up to Atlanta, Georgia. along I-75, and I think probably it will help those candidates on the Republican side, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe that'll push it over. I don't know.
Well, I think it's going to be one way or the other. I don't know that, Victoria, you and I have had that much conversation about it, because that's not what we, that's not the mainstay of our DJV program. But in terms of looking at it, do you agree with me that it looks like one Republican, one Democrat wins this thing, or what do you think?
I kind of do think that, yeah. Which basically means the Senate doesn't change at all.
Right.
Yeah. We'd have to, you know, I'm on the left on our show. You know, we've got a left, a right, and a center, and so I'm the lefty, and so yeah, we would need both senators in Georgia to win the Democratic ticket, and then that would flip the Senate. But I think you're right. I think it's probably going to be one and one. I'm not sure if the Purdue guy is going to pull it off, though. He's got a few scandals. He had a lot of gaffes, if you want to call them that. You know, during the initial campaign, which the he won, but it was less than 0.5% of the votes. So that's the margin that if you're not above that, it triggers the automatic runoff in Georgia. So he narrowly won, but since then he's had a lot of financial stuff come out against him, and I don't know. He's got a hard time to win again.
Yeah, he's not. There's nothing special about him. He's a typical glad-handing phony, as far as I can see. And that's not going to help him out. You would think it wouldn't help him out in these circumstances. All right, so that's the political overview. Trump pardoning Michael Flynn will be in our focus as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Caltrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Caltrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Caltrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Caltrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Caltrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Caltrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, my name is Owen Gavigan with Shasta Window Cleaning and Shasta Tubworks. My phone number is 275-2762. I clean commercial and home windows, and I repair bathtubs and showers. I have a state contractor's license for my tub business, and I have operated both businesses for over 20 years. All work is performed by me. My phone number is 275-2762, and I'm also online at Shasta Tubworks. Thank you much.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go back into our fold here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. They're on duty no matter what, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year long. We do this 52 times a year because... For those of you who are unwashed, there are 52 weeks. You didn't study that in school. There are 52 weeks, actually, in the year. This is Thanksgiving week, and at your service is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Flynn got pardoned this week. I don't think this was a huge earth-shaking decision, right? Most people who know anything about Michael Flynn think he's kind of an you-know-what. But by the same token, he got bagged by the FBI in the usual way. He wasn't able to answer them, or he didn't give them answers to questions, but that wasn't the real reason that he got into trouble. He got into trouble because He lied.
Well, he admitted to lying twice under oath, yeah. And that's why perjury.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the weird thing is Trump didn't really have a lot of love for Michael Flynn at all.
No.
He only lasted 22 days in the administration. But I mean, in the Trump administration,
the
22 days is actually, long time. Yeah. That's like probably 22 years. So it's like a Hollywood marriage. So who knows? I think it was Trump's, way of kind of getting back at the Robert Mueller investigation. And so this is, I think that's the real motivation of pardoning him. I don't think it's because Trump has any real love for Michael Flynn.
Okay, Talk Radio Extra. Speaking of Hollywood marriages, Megan Fox apparently ending her marriage to Brian Austin Green. I know you told me at one point in time who he was, and I've forgotten.
She was on 90210, the original 90210.
All right. So she's got a new boyfriend,
Jason, that gang.
Machine Gun Kelly. And I'm trying to remember why I know him.
People don't pay that much attention to him.
Shotgun Kelly.
Oh, is that who I'm thinking of?
You're not thinking of Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you know him.
Shotgun.
But that's the second time she's filed for divorce from Brian Austin Green, so maybe this time it'll stick.
Right. There you go. A little gossip, just good for the heart every once in a while. So the next item here on our countdown, number three, the new administration, even though the people with Trump and him, some of the news media, it isn't even news media anymore. It's just opinion media. Oh, he can't concede because it isn't sure that he's elected. Come on. And so they've started to change things around. You see anybody in this list, either Victoria or John, the people who have been appointed or at least suggested for appointments to various positions that would be good, bad, or indifferent? Looks like a rehash of Obama's years to me.
Well, some of the people actually go all the way back to Clinton, to the Clinton era, and even further back to when Joe Biden had a very long career in the Senate. So he's picking people that he's worked with for many years and people he obviously trusts. So, I saw an article a couple days ago. It said, when looking at his picks, there's nothing flashy. There's nothing controversial there. But it said, he's showing that, he's hiring a bunch of adults. There are actual adults in the room now. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Well,
I don't think we're going to have the revolving door that we've had in the last 4 years.
Well, it's the attitude most thing. Yes. Yes, John.
No, you're absolutely right. The attitude is totally different. It's professional. I think the people that he's nominated so far for his cabinet look to be people who are not going to have a closet filled with all types of skeletons and things like that. And overall, I think it's a pretty good pick thus far with many of the people on his cabinet. And Biden is trying to be representative, as he keeps saying, about the makeup of the country. And I think so far he's accomplishing that. I think some pretty good choices.
It's interesting because Elizabeth Warren, in her usual fashion, is over there. She always running into the room, waving her hands around. It's like she's over in the room. Here, I'm here. Pick me. Like to the teacher.
Well, I think to his credit, he has dodged some real landmines. He has not put Elizabeth Warren, who is not
that
popular.
She's a horror
show. Yeah. And so he has not put her anywhere. He's not put Bernie Sanders anywhere. I think a lot of people were, worried that, that the super progressive wing of the Democratic Party was going to be taking over, and that's completely not the case. Not
much to AOC's chagrin, which will probably not force her, but give her the entree to start her own party in a couple of years. But really what went on in the decision-making process, if you look at Vermont, where Bernie's from, and Massachusetts, where Warren is from, both have Republican governors.
Right.
So, hello, if you appoint them to cabinet positions, you automatically give the Republicans two more
seats in the Senate.
Seats in the Senate. So.
Right.
Yeah, you don't think those guys.
And going back to Georgia, obviously the Democrats are hoping to flip the Senate with those two seats in Georgia. It's possible. Though the truth is, it's possible because they have over 780,000 absentee ballots have already been requested, and they have and the number of young people who will be 18 by January 5th on that runoff election, the number of new registered voters is it's a lot of people. So there is a chance that it can absolutely flip. I think it'll probably be 1-1, but I could be wrong, and it might actually flip. So you have to keep Elizabeth Warren in place. You have to keep Bernie where he is, or else you're just stacking the cards against you.
Neither one. Warren doesn't want to stay.
Good point.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it's a good point because you could lose with the Republican governors, as you said, Doug, in those two states. You could conceivably then lose those two seats and turn them over to Republicans. And so I think that was a wise move not to do anything with them right now.
See you later, alligator.
By the way, I also think that played into why he chose Kamala Harris, because Governor Newsom in California will obviously will appoint another Democratic senator.
Probably appoint himself.
That played into it.
Yeah, he's the type of an egomaniac. Horrible.
He's lying low after that indoor dining incident.
What a dick.
He's been pretty quiet.
He is. Yeah, he's a real man. Those guys. Anyway, I didn't ask you because I haven't really talked to you since the election, John. Did you vote in person in Florida? Did you do absentee? Did you mail? What did you do to vote?
No, I voted in person, and it took me that day. I voted. It took me about a half hour, but it was quite painless and very efficient. So, yeah, I was in person, no doubt about it.
Something very strange and unusual for Florida.
Yeah, exactly. I heard somebody the other day say that Florida is the new model of the way elections should be run.
Right.
Which I found rather comical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll take a pass on that one. Thank you. Number five on the countdown list this week, a focus on the economy and the stock market this week as the prices over 30,000.
It hit 30,000 for the first time in history.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it, you know, Republicans will say, well, that's because the economy was really good prior to the pandemic, and so that's, you know, they're trying to give Trump credit for that. I honestly don't think that this is either Trump or Biden. I think this is vaccine news. This is optimism about let's turn the page, let's turn the corner, let's get to the next year. I think there's so many other things involved, and I think it's a little bit of Trump, it's a little bit of Biden, but I think for the most part, it's good news on the vaccine front. And as soon as Trump started the transition, the stock market shot up again because the stock market loves stability. That is the number one thing it loves is stability.
Yep.
So
that's really to
credit that. I think no one can really claim it as one person.
Look at the stock when it comes to medicines, especially these companies.
Oh, pharmaceuticals are way up. Yeah.
The guy who is the owner, actually, of AstraZeneca. He's a University of Oxford graduate, and he got Oxford to work with his company, some of the scientists at Oxford in England to work with his company. His value went up $1 billion in one day.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
This stuff.
How much was that, Doug? Do that again.
$1 billion with a B, thank you very much. He's only 39 years old.
You need to put the reverb, the echo on that when you say $1 billion.
All right, let me try that. Here it is. $1 billion.
It must be nice.
In my studio. Yeah, it's a little toy in the studio. All right, moving along. The situation
again,
with our...
Doug, real quick, before we move along, don't forget Trump said that if Joe Biden was elected... you can kiss your 401ks and the market goodbye because it would tank. And so much for that.
Well, I mean, so much for whatever he says. He was on a TV moaning. It was Thanksgiving, and he was moaning and groaning about the election. It's time for him to take a break. Time for us to move on. That's all. It's a new, whether you like it. I mean, there's a lot of people. I'm not sure I share your enthusiasm for some of the people that are part already announced of the new administration. I'm most focused, frankly, on the FCC and what they are going to do for radio station ownership, because that's my business.
Right.
And I'm also a farmer, and I'm interested in the ag secretary because the ag world has been in shambles since Sonny Perdue has been. He's a Georgian. He has done nothing to help most of his family farmers.
Betsy DeVos and Sonny Perdue, I cannot wait to watch them vacate
Adios.
Their offices.
Right.
Yeah.
The door hitch on your butt.
Oh.
John's voice says it all.
That's right, exactly. The story list from Talkers Magazine. This is the week of Thanksgiving, November the 23rd to the 27th. Doesn't make any difference what week it is, 52 weeks a year. We're here with that overview. The folks at Talkers listening to all the stations and paying attention to what's going on conversationally have come up with a list for this week that includes at number 10, a focus on weather and weather science. 9, race relations. Number 8, foreign relations. Number 7, what's going on in the news talk, radio, and television wars. Number 6, situation with schools, to send your children to school, to do or not to do, that is the question. Number 5, the economy and the stock market going through the roof. Number 4, more post-election politics, I guess that's the best way of putting it. Number 3, Biden and his new administration. Number 2, Michael Flynn gets pardoned. And number 1, COVID. That's the situation this week, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Doug Steffen here with a people list from Talkers Magazine. The official list for the Talk Radio Countdown show includes at number 10 the new justices of the Supreme Court, all of them. New ones, I guess mostly the people that Trump has put into those positions. Number 9, Kamala Harris. Number 8, Cuomo and Obama. Number 7 tied for that position. Number 7 is Rudy Giuliani. Can't tie him with anybody. Number 6, all the people running for the Senate seats in Georgia. Nancy Pelosi is at 5. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is at 4. Michael Flynn, who got pardoned by Mr. Trump this week, number 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position. That'll flip around in a couple of months. Right now, though, he's still the president in residence. Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list. You can see them all listed there every week at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's move back into a couple of more moments here of our talk radio review. The situation in our public schools, this really has accentuated the horror of management, of political management, especially in places like California, where they don't, one day the schools are open, the next day they're closed.
New York City, same thing.
New York, same thing.
De Blasio has completely just mismanaged all of the schooling.
BS
artist. It's awful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
in
terrible.
My estimation, kids should be in school, period, end of story. That's it. I don't know what everybody else thinks.
Well, there have been some health studies that have shown that the kids in school they're not really the issue in terms of spreading the virus.
Bringing it home.
It's indoor dining at restaurants. They've contact traced that. And indoor gatherings, you know, large indoor gatherings. That's really, from people from different households, that's really where the virus is spreading the most.
Yeah. So, anyway, what are they doing in Florida? I haven't really followed Florida, where you're from, John. What's going on there?
It basically is the same thing as the rest of the nation as far as our boy governor here, as I call him, puppet of Trump, is trying to ensure that that everything stays open and there is no pandemic. And, hey, come on down. Things are great.
Spend your money here. Hi, John Harper from WMEL. Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Review, time 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Whatever you can to delay instant gratification. For example, if you find that your leg is itchy, take a few moments to breathe in deeply a couple times before you reach to scratch it. Third and finally, allow yourself to get very comfortable saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this. In fact, those three steps, becoming aware, delaying gratification, and saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this, will help you increase your patience in less time than you might expect. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top 5 items this week from the world of technology. Doug and Victoria, Victoria Keelan here, has done all the research. And so we get right to it. Number 5 this week, as we head to number 1, is a focus on Apple and what the bad guys at Apple, or at least one bad guy, has been doing.
Yeah, some bad PR for Apple happened this week. A California grand jury indicted Apple's head of global security on charges that he tried to bribe Santa Clara County, which is in California. He tried to bribe officials with iPads. Apparently, this guy Thomas Moyer is accused of offering 200 iPads worth $70,000 to 2 different members of the sheriff's office in exchange for 4 concealed carry firearms licenses for Apple employees. The iPads were never delivered, apparently, because he got busted before this transaction could actually come to fruition. But
the guy ran him out.
Not really sure who ratted him out, but somehow he got busted.
Somebody's got a number on him.
Yeah. His attorney says that that he was collateral damage in a dispute between Santa Clara sheriff and district attorneys, and saying that, you know, once it goes to trial, they believe he'll be acquitted. I'm not really so sure. It looks like there actually is some real evidence against this guy. He's been at Apple for about 15 years. He's been the head of global security since November of 2018, and he wrote a memo in 2018 warning Apple employees about the potential consequences of leaking information to the media, which he wrote can become part of your personal and professional identity forever. So he's eating those words right now. So we'll see what happens when it goes to trial.
Nice job there, fella. Number 4.
Tesla has issued a recall of about 10,000 vehicles in the U.S., the 9,000 Model X and from the year 2016, and 400 Model Ys that are brand new from 2020. The issues were, of course, filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Tesla says that they will fix everything free of charge. They're going to be testing all this stuff out. What happened was the cars feature cosmetic appliques that were apparently applied without a primer. which can cause the trim on the roof of the car to fall off while driving at high speeds, which basically means the entire roof can come off your car. So it's really, it's important if you have one of these vehicles, make sure that you are on top of this recall, because in one recent incident, a Model Y, which is part of the 2020 recall, the entire roof fell off while the driver was driving. So that's obviously a huge hazard for everyone else around you and for you yourself if you're, you know, driving. But and then on the other recall with the 2016 Model X's, it's a steering issue which isn't bolted down properly, and so the driver could actually lose power steering. So both of them are really important to get fixed as soon as you can.
All right, here's a black eye for Comcast.
Comcast doesn't really have, I don't know, I wouldn't give them a very high rating. My parents have Comcast, and it's very slow internet and very basic cable, and they pay about $200 a month, so I'm not a fan. But anyway, next year, Comcast says they plan to charge home internet customers in the northeastern states. They're going to charge you for going over 1.2 terabytes of data in a month. Now, that is a lot of data, just to, you know, put that out there. 1.2 terabytes is a lot. However, with everyone working from home, especially in the Northeast, kids are doing a lot of, you know, distance learning, and parents are working from home. So data is going way, way up. So in January and February, Comcast says that they're going to give their Xfinity customers who are not on an unlimited plan, they'll give you a credit for any data usage over that, but only for 1 month. And if you exceed that amount, then you're going to be charged $10 per 50 gigs of data. 50 gigs of data is not a lot of data, which means you could end up having $100 more per month on your bill. It might be a good time to start shopping around for another alternative. Everyone knows at the end of the year, beginning of next of 2021, a lot of, you know, you can find good deals. You can shop around. You can go to Verizon, Fios. You can go to RCN, see what kind of deal they are offering you. This affects Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, D.C., and parts of North Carolina and Ohio. You're all going to see these price hikes. So
HBO,
I would say now's the time to start shopping around.
Has some news here. We've got to pay attention to this quickly.
Yeah, HBO has finally is going to be available on Amazon Fire Stick and Fire TV devices. This has been in negotiations for at least 6 months, and this is a huge relief for people who actually want to watch HBO. So you'll now be able to get HBO Max, which is a great thing, and you'll get Wonder Woman on Christmas Day.
Presidential accounts moving over to Joe Biden on Twitter and Facebook, number one this week.
Yep. Donald Trump hasn't conceded yet, but Twitter and Facebook are moving on. They are transferring the POTUS accounts. And so President-elect Joe Biden, on the 20th of January, he will now occupy the brand-new POTUS handles, and Donald Trump's will now be POTUS 45. That's where all of his tweets will be archived.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. President Trump continues to allege there was tremendous cheating in the presidential election.
In his first TV interview since the election, the president told Maria Bartiromo of Fox News that the election was stolen.
This election was rigged. This election
was a total fraud.
And Mr. Trump claimed his team has plenty of evidence to overturn the election.
We're trying to put the evidence in, and the judges won't allow us to do it.
He said he hopes there's a path forward to victory, but that it will take a brave judge or a brave state legislature for that to happen. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A Pennsylvania state senator abruptly left a West Wing meeting with President Trump after being informed he had tested positive for the coronavirus. Doug Mastriano got the results at the White House Wednesday while there was a meeting between the president and like-minded Republicans about the efforts to overturn Joe Biden's Pennsylvania results. Meanwhile, Biden fractured his right foot while playing with one of his dogs. He'll likely have to wear a walking boot now for several weeks. Biden has generally the fractures in the foot are caused as people age. It's official, the Christmas season, and as Jennifer King tells us, real Christmas trees are making a comeback.
Amid pandemic lockdowns, more Americans are staying home for the holidays. And with normal holiday festivities canceled, families are looking for a safe way to create special memories. Mackenzie Cook is the owner of Mackenzie Farms, the largest provider of fresh-cut Christmas trees in the world.
Fresh-cut Christmas trees are in great demand. We've never seen the demand like we have this year.
Officials from the Christmas Tree Promotion Board say more than 20% of consumers who put up an artificial tree last year plan to buy a real tree this year. Christmas tree shopper Annie Serrois is a respiratory nurse who's been caring for coronavirus patients at a Portland, Oregon hospital.
I know we'll have our own little tree with the purple light, and it'll be something small to look forward to.
I'm Jennifer King.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
There's a new way to fly to Israel.
In another sign that President Trump's foreign policy is normalizing relations in the Middle East, Dubai's low-cost airline Fly Dubai has begun regular flights to Tel Aviv. That follows the UAE's peace deal with Israel. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with the airline CEO, who was aboard the first flight from the Arab nation.
Bob Agnew reporting. Other news from overseas, after facing strong condemnation. A Hungarian commissioner today begrudgingly retracted an article comparing American-Hungarian billionaire and philanthropist George Soros, a staunch critic of Hungary's government, to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And Britain secured 2 million more doses of a promising coronavirus vaccine as the country aims to launch an inoculation program within days. France's highest administrative court ordered to rethink a 30-person attendance limit for religious services. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Representative-elect Kat Comack is part of the record-setting number of House Republican women in the next Congress. In January, the 32-year-old will become the youngest Republican woman in the U.S. House, succeeding her former boss, retiring Republican Representative Ted Yoho, and representing the Gainesville-based 3rd Congressional District. Comack talked with the Salem Radio Network this past week about her approach to working in a polarized Washington and just what her dream assignment would be.
Well, you know, I think every freshman has that, you know, dream of the A committee, you know, Ways and Means or Energy and Commerce or Appropriations. And for me, Energy and Commerce is ultimately where I would like to end up because it covers most jurisdiction of the issues that my constituents care about.
Kamak hadn't thought about becoming involved in politics until her family lost its cattle ranch, which she says was the result of a poorly run federal program intended to help troubled homeowners rework their mortgages. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. It's time for us to review the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my very good friend and colleague, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of said magazine, Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week you can see the stories posted there and the people list. There are 10 on each of the lists. The people at Talkers work tirelessly all week long, every week, hardly get any sleep at all going through the list of radio stations, listening to the topics and the sport, the sports stuff. We actually haven't done, because of this year being as wild as it has been, there often had been over the last few years sports talk radio items in the list, but
sports talk items on news talk radio.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're not talking about sports. It's just that there's so many other topics that we don't want to do it for the sake of doing it. But interestingly, in this year 2020, sports has played a role in economics and culture and health. So there's been a lot of talk about sports, but in a different way. You know, the economy of sports, the way sports have been played without audiences and crowds. It's been an interesting. This has just been probably. I hate the word interesting because it's an uninteresting word, but it's apt. It's probably been the most interesting year since you and I have been doing this, and we've been doing it for most of the history of modern radio.
27 years we've, I think, been doing this off and on. Oh, my God. Here we go. The old-timers are getting together again.
Yes, and it's not as good as it was in the old days. It stinks. Everything is bad today.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of stuff that isn't so good when you get right down to brass tacks. Yeah. So let's go through the list of the stories, Michael, if you would, please.
It was a tricky week for us because in some ways it was a shortened week, but there's no such thing as a shortened week, so here we go. At number 10, climate change. At number 9, race relations and police reform. At number 8, foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the conservative cable news talk TV wars. At number 6, the education crisis and school closings. At number 5, the economy, shutdowns, stock market soars, food lines across USA. We have a record-breaking stock market and we have food lines at the same time. Chew on that one. Figure that one out. Yeah. It is the core of our economic problem.
Contrast in reality.
Yeah. At number 4, post-election 2020 politics, the Georgia runoffs, and the Supreme Court of the United States COVID-19 religious groups ruling that just took place. At number 3, Biden begins organizing a new administration. At number 2, Trump still refuses to concede the election, and Trump pardons Michael Flynn. And at number 1, the real story, COVID-19, stats and projections, vaccines, and add to that list Thanksgiving travel and gatherings. Mm. And that's the subject chart. Now, the people chart, we'll go through it quick. At number 10, all of them, the justices of the Supreme Court, have been talked about. Kamala Harris at number 9, not just her, but who's going to replace her in California. At number 8, Andrew Cuomo and Barack Obama. Rudy Giuliani's hanging in there at number 7. At number 6, the batch of guys and gals running for office in the runoffs in Georgia, the center of the political world, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Mitch McConnell's at 4, Michael Flynn is at 3, Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump still reigns at number 1 as the POTUS, the President of the United States.
Soon it'll be POTUS passed.
I'm the President of the United States. Don't talk to me or any president like this. You're a lightweight.
Yeah, that was he said to one reporter.
He called him a lightweight. I mean, reminds me of my days back in the record business.
Yeah, you're a lightweight. You're a heavyweight.
Yeah,
that's why, because he can't come up with anything substantive because he doesn't have that big of vocabulary. So
yeah. You're a lightweight. You're a loser.
Take a shot. Right. You're a loser. You're never a loser when you wear a mezuzah. Isn't that, do you remember that old expression?
No.
Let it go. Anyway, the happy Thanksgiving, by the way. This Thanksgiving weekend here prepared to talk about the big issues of the week, as usual, as disseminated by the folks at talkers or talk radio shows, news talk radio stations around the country. I had as a companion piece to this hour that you and I do, I have the DJVers, the folks on the Monday through Friday show that I do in the morning, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Usually Jennifer and Victoria are on with me. We go through the story list and the people list.
Yep.
And then, it adds an ancillary conversational item or two to our repertoire. But this week I had John Harper on because Jennifer's off. John Harper runs WMEL. You know him from the Space Coast. He was traveling to visit his daughter this week in Atlanta. And he said to us on the air, he couldn't believe the number of ads as he listened to radio stations going up through Georgia on, what is that, 75?
Oh, yeah, for the politics.
Oh, my God. You talk about a bonanza for radio with these ads. Every single
television
set.
Billions of dollars have been spent in Georgia on this. Well, look at the way the moon and the stars lined up. Mm-hmm. The future of the United States Senate for the next 2 years hangs in the balance of what happens in this runoff. Two runoff elections, one state, and it could be 50-50, it could be 51-49. It's amazing.
Well, you know, the things, when people are asking the Biden folks about who they're going to put in, like the progressives all say, we want Warren to be in the thing, and then Bernie. That's not going to happen because they come from two states that are run by governors that are Republicans. So if they go, you can be sure there'll be two more Republicans to go right in there. At least somebody was smart enough to think about that in terms of whatever. I don't know how you define smart, but
that's probably the underlying reason why they're not going into the cabinet. But the other reason is that Biden is not going to go as progressive as some people have feared. Anybody who thought that is naive. Biden is not a pragmatic centrist, and he's going to continue to be.
Oh, I love that term.
That.
Wait a minute, let me write this down. I've not heard that term before. A pragmatic. Hold on, I'm going to describe myself this way myself. Pragmatic centrist.
Yeah.
All right, good. I like that. Thank you very much. Pragmatic centrist. Yeah, okay. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the vaccine availability is something we should talk about because it looks like, I've been told by several of my friends who are doctors, they will have their shots on the first of two shots on December 11th. The FDA apparently is going to put the final stamp of approval on it the 10th of December. Nobody knows if they know they're going to do it on the 10th. Why do they do it today? What are they holding out a couple of weeks for? But anyway, the first shots will be available. And then after that group of people gets their second shot, because this is requiring two shots, then we'll be in line. You and I, because of our age, will be in line for the second shot. I'm told I'll get my shot, first shot, probably sometime early, mid-January.
Is that when they're going to give it to people over 90?
Ta-da-ta-da-ta-ta. Wait a minute. Or I'm going to...
I knew you were
going
to do that.
Got a new little toy in my studio.
Right. Doug discovers reverb.
Right.
Where did you pull that one out of the air? I mean, do you actually have bells and whistles next to you? I'll be darned.
Yeah, right here. Actually, several different. Actually, if you really want another thing.
Oh my.
It's a big time radio studio with all kinds of sound effects.
That's funny. I can't believe that you're doing that.
I got a lot of stupid stuff here that I never use.
Well, you should use it.
I probably not on the countdown. I might use it otherwise.
Well, I walk around with the Michael Harrison band. I they follow me where I go, and every once in a while I call upon them, and they.
You're a member of a famous rock band.
I am a member of a famous rock.
You're supposed to have that stuff.
Yeah, but the Michael Harrison marching band sounds great. For example. I can make any kind of sound. I can't believe that you... Is that on your new toy? Is that on your new toy?
Wait, come on. You gotta get back to business here.
Now, where did you get that? I want to do it, too.
You do? Really?
I used to love guys going, the screaming DJs.
Uh-huh.
You're shocking me.
Really?
Oh,
you know me better than that. I have all kinds of silly stuff that I never use anymore because we're serious. This is serious business here.
I don't believe it. I'm going to devote the rest of my time in radio to being ridiculous.
Okay, why not? I think we should all be a little more. You know what? We've been too damn serious. The world is full of too much serious.
I want to congratulate you for having the restraint not to use all of those sounds at your command.
No, I don't use them at all anymore. We're always into this stuff, and I'm upset about not being able to use them. Maybe in my...
And here I'm trying to impress you with the Michael Harrison marching band, and you've got 25 marching bands. I can't believe it.
And I have a big voice now
because of
the reverb unit. I said, but my pillow, when I do it for my pillow commercial, you want me to...
It sounds like it's coming from heaven.
No, right, exactly. Well, it is.
This is God. You should use my pillow.
My pillow is offering right now premium pillows, all the biggies, the standard, the queen, and the king, at $40 off the regular price. These things are priced around $70 usually. Now you get them for around $30. Big deal, big time. Now is the time, in fact, for you to buy. Not only to get the lowest price of the year, every year at this time since I've been associated with MyPillow, which has been the last 3 or 4 years, they have done this same sort of thing, sort of rewarding those people who are good customers or bringing in new good customers. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. You'll take advantage of the only pillow that's manufactured in America. You can wash it. You can dry it. Keep fluffing them up. They are great, great, great. And they're available now at one-third the normal price. How about that, boys and girls?
Wow.
Go to MyPillow.com. What about that, Michael? Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here on the edge of my chair.
I know you are. Well, let me put an end to
I'm
that.
Sitting here at the edge of my bed.
Right. With the MyPillow wrapped right around, he's holding it tightly. You have until March 1st. The guarantee has been extended to March 1st. Instead of 60 days as normally it is, it's now March 1st. You have until then, once you buy them, to decide whether you like them or you don't like them. That goes for any product they have. Okay? MyPillow premium pillows on sale now at one-third the normal price. Use the DJV code at checkout, the promo code DJV, for all the savings. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to move back into the fold here, get away from our silly stuff, and get back to the serious business of going through the stories in the People List. At Talkers Magazine, you can find the list, as I said, with Talkers TV and Talkers Radio, also at Talkers.com. A lot of information for those of you who love the format. This is the kind of a week where there are a lot of new voices, vacation week, a lot of the bigger stars. I'm not smart enough to do that, I guess. I was on the air live on Thanksgiving, as I normally have been over the years on all of the holidays. My staff, however, has said that we need Christmas and New Year's off this year, so we won't do it live then. That's one of the interesting things about doing one of these radio shows. Sometimes, maybe you can give us an insight, because people love it when you talk about the inside workings of the business. So a host is gone on vacation, and sometimes they put a substitute in. Sometimes they play the best of. How does that work? How are those decisions made? Do you want to clue us in on that?
How are they made? They're made individually at the station. They're made individually by the management. Sometimes they're made
What goes into making a decision? Do we keep Sean Hannity reruns on, or do we put somebody in to sub
him? Deep thought. A tremendous.
Really?
They sit around for weeks sometimes.
I'm sure.
Debating it.
Right.
And no, I don't know. It's an age old thing in radio. Radio is one of those businesses where the show must go on. It's not like a store. You know, When I was a kid, I worked at a movie theater while I was in high school, and that was another business. You worked holidays, you worked nights, you were, you know, certain,
yeah.
Certain businesses.
Right. Exactly.
And nowadays, with syndication, and nowadays with a lot of automation, it's easier to run a radio station. Back in the day, they were 24/7. Every shift was live.
Yep.
You had six full-time DJs on a station.
Four-hour
shifts.
Even on the big stations, you'd find three lots.
So it's a lot easier today with delayed broadcast and all of that. But during that, you know, people are human beings, and also listening habits change.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is very much a business where it's in a tempo with the times and the local area. You know, morning drive time, afternoon drive time, people getting up. On a holiday, maybe they're not getting up and going in the car. So there's a whole different pace to life. And really smart radio, really good programmed radio, is very tuned into the pace of life in its time, in its place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all part of how it goes, you know.
Yep. Speaking of good radio, I want to welcome KQDI, which is an AM and FM signal in Great Falls, Montana. This is the first weekend of them being on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So
hello.
Nice to have you on board there. The
Imagine this episode is the first one they're hearing? They're going to think we're a bunch of yahoos.
Yeah, with all of our silly stuff there.
Oh,
we're going to let our hair hang
down.
We're
not like this. We assure you, Great Falls, Montana. We're not like this.
There is a COVID story that I like to think is the highlight of the week when it comes to all the sadness. There was a couple in, where these people were there. Somewhere in upstate New York, I think. They'd been married for 76 years.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
The husband, Carmen, and the wife, Mary Siciliano. No, they were from Chicago, excuse me. Carmen and Mary Siciliano were married 76 years. They tested positive last month. Carmen died the other day, and his wife was there. Imagine being married to somebody for 76 years. Stayed with him. She almost died, but everybody thought, the children thought she was going to die too, and she's apparently turned around a little bit. But she's 96 years old, and the son and the daughter really kind of, it's, you know, those stories, we've been affected so much by this, and you hear these stories and they seem so sad, but then think about it. They were married happily for 76 years. Isn't that the story?
Well, that's certainly the bright side of the story.
Yeah, right. But they were separated now by the COVID reality. And I wanted to tip my hat to that story and that family.
Amen.
28 after the hour, we continue with our Talk Radio Countdown show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471. Promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the big stories and some side stories as well. The White House gift shop is holding a big Black Friday. This is true, by the way, if you didn't know. This big Black Friday sale. The website, The Gift House, several Trump-centric products are on a discount, 50% off. Our featured products at the White House. Oh. How about that?
Those will be valuable someday.
Yeah. Oh, of course they will.
Look, I have a whole bunch of Trump stuff.
You know, the that's a very interesting point. I don't know how many people realize that. Number of auctions that are being held and the amount of memorabilia. You and I as former jocks, you're in a big group. You see all of these various things that come from the big groups that are put up. The crazy money that they get for a script for a TV show or the note liners for this album. I mean, 30,000, 300,000, 3 million. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just talking about regular merchandise. If, yeah. if you have a Trump doll or a puppet or something that talks, you know, or there are all kinds of, you know, they call them tchotchkes.
Do they have bobblehead?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Tchotchkes. Yeah,
if you buy them and you don't open the box, you just put it away, keep it. You know, your kids will have something that will be worth, you know, anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars down the road.
Yeah, that's
right. You know, a lot of people used to collect campaign pins. Uh-huh. I like Ike, you know, Kennedy Johnson 60, things of that nature. And they go campaign pins go all the way back to the beginning of the 20th century.
I like Ike. I remember those.
I like Ike, you know. And for those who don't know who Ike is, we're talking about the guy that was married to Tina Turner.
And,
I liked him, even though history didn't make him look like a very good guy.
No, we were not talking about him at all. Ike was Eisenhower, president from 1953 to 1961 when JFK took over. You know, that's another thing. Talk radio did not do, and maybe it's because of all the distractions, but I remember, you know, sort of year in and year out, on November 22nd every year, there would be an acknowledgement of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Nothing was talked about this year.
No, zero.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah. Yeah, except for me. I'm the only one I think.
I did too. I filled in. I filled in on a radio station and brought it up, and people were like, "Whoa!"
Right. It's just we're so, and there's no historical perspective. Every once in a while, because you know when I do the DJV program, I have two younger women that are millennials, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keenan. And I bring up stuff they don't know what I'm talking about, whether it's movies. Whether it was something that came up this past week that I was astounded. They had no reference to it. It may have been a song or something. I don't even
really
know. Yeah. Huh. No reference to it whatsoever. Maybe it sounds the same. I don't know what a rumba is. Or I didn't. Do you know what a rumba is?
Oh, yeah, rumba's a dance. It was part of, like, there were these Latin-flavored dances.
No.
Mambo,
it's a vacuum
rumba,
cleaner.
Cha-cha.
It's the rumba is a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Right.
I've never heard of the rumba. I've heard of Hoover.
Right. Yeah,
I've heard of the Hoover. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Then there was this guy selling a vacuum cleaner that would suck your whole house down its tube. It was so powerful.
It was so powerful, right.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah. So what does talk radio make of Trump pardoning Michael Flynn? He really didn't like him, and I'm expecting, aren't you, between now and when Trump saunters off to wherever he's going next, that there will be a ton of pardons.
Oh,
Can he pardon himself? And what are some of the hosts on talk stations saying about his ability to pardon himself?
Not a lot of people are talking about him pardoning himself, but a lot of people are utilizing the Michael Flynn case as a way to reopen the Mueller episode. Mm-hmm. And point to it as the Russian hoax, and how bad the Democrats are for having tried to impeach Trump over a witch hunt. So that the Michael Flynn story this week has sparked that kind of conversation. But right now, in conservative talk media, both on radio and television, there's a little bit of infighting going on as to how to handle the various levels of positioning, I guess, on Trump. Should we move on? Should we focus on Biden? Should we focus on Trump? Is there a chance that Trump will yet prevail and that the election will
turn? So now Biden become public enemy number one? Does Trump become the most sought-after guest on some of the
It's going to take another 6 months for that to play out, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think that can accurately be answered. First of all, a lot has to do with how Trump's going to feel the day after he's no longer president and all of the levers of power are removed from his particular, you know, realm.
What do you think is going to happen?
I'm answering the question. The answer to the question is I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't think anybody does. The one thing I've learned during the Trump era is don't think you know what's going to happen, because it could go in a completely different direction. And we're still in that era. As a matter of fact, everything that's happened in the last 4 years is influencing what's going to happen in the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. So You know, the world is not going to suddenly change on January 20th. But there will be a slow evolution because there's nothing like the power of the now, you know.
Right.
He'll be the ex-president. And, yeah. You, and all this talk about him running in 2024, well, it could happen. However, he's going to have lots of, shall we say, competition, which you're not hearing about yet because people are being very careful from young, up-and-coming Republicans.
Right after the election, usually, though, that's the next sport. Okay, day after. Who's going to run next time? It becomes silly.
Yeah.
It's a silly sport. Yeah.
Well,
young Republicans, but who among the young Republicans really has... See, the thing that is in play here, I think, and I think we touched on this last week, the progressives are not going to get their way because Biden, as you pointed out very accurately in the last half hour, is a pragmatic centrist. So you're not going to see a whole bunch of liberal, wild-eyed, crazy stuff going on. And as a result of that, AOC and that bunch are not going to be happy. So they're going to splinter off and start their own party because the Democrats, led by the DNC, that's the they produce everything. You're not going to get away with anything. That's why Bernie didn't make it, because the DNCers didn't want him to make it. So this bunch of people that want to have much more progressive, whatever that means.
Well, Bernie would have lost.
AOC would have lost big time.
Of course Buttigieg would have lost. You know, Klobuchar would have lost.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris would have lost.
Yeah.
They all would have lost. But Trump had 10 million more votes than he had the last time. Trump did very well. He just didn't do well enough.
No. Right. So, and part of it was, you know, his own doing. If he were mild-mannered like Joe Biden and did the things that he did as president accomplished, he would have been easy in.
If he had just taken a little bit of advice from me, he would have been a shoo-in.
Yep.
For I say that half in jest and half seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Much of his demise came at his own doing.
He's his own worst enemy, as they say. He really is, because a lot of the things he did, frankly.
Well, that's part of the frustration that's being expressed in the GOP today in terms of talk media is, you know, how much of Trump should we blame on Trump? And how much, but in terms
Most
of this whole thing about election fraud, this whole thing about election fraud, this is a major schism in terms of perception of reality and character, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And this thing has got to play itself out fast because it is extremely destructive.
Yeah. And how many of the hosts are buying into it? How many have you heard modified versus the day after the election? Now we're we're almost a month after the election.
Well, I hate to say what I'm about to say, but I have to say it because I try to be an honest person. How many hosts are buying into it because that's where their bread is buttered?
Sure, of course it is. That's the way it's been all along. You know, Limbaugh didn't like Trump at the beginning. Are you kidding? He was not for Trump at all. I think he was a Ted Cruz. Wasn't he a Cruz guy?
Many of the most ardent Trump supporters on the right side.
Hannity is the only one who was with Trump from the beginning that I remember.
Hannity is pure. Hannity is a prince. You like him or you don't like his politics, but let me just say, Hannity is pure.
Very consistent. He's been right there, and he hasn't wavered a bit. The rest of these phonies, and that's just what they are. You listen to some of these characters, and they go on, oh, Trump this and Trump that. They're going to do whatever it is to get some audience. Sean didn't think about that. He thought about it. Trump was his friend. And,
he didn't think about it. He just went straight ahead, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
And that's why Hannity. It's very hard for me to judge Hannity because I take the politics out of the equation with all of these guys because that's my job.
Yeah.
And somebody has to do that. I'm probably the only one in the industry that plays that role, so I take it real seriously. Hannity is, I'm telling you folks, whether you like him or not politically, he's a really, really solid person.
Really deal. He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
You like him a lot. He's a very good guy. He's represented this business very well. He got very smartly educated by talking to a lot of us who'd been around for a while, and he used the best information he could find and just went right for the wall and has done a great job of building himself a fabulous career, and he deserves every bit of credit that he has gotten. even though there are a lot of people who can't stand him. But well, they can't stand him because he's so good at being himself.
Well, they don't like his position. You know, I certainly respect the rights of people to like and dislike people's positions. But I'm just talking now behind the scenes in terms of character, because I know a lot of these guys' real positions because I've seen them evolve. And I'm not going to mention names, but a lot of the most ardent supporters of Trump were against Trump, and they became supporters of Trump when their audiences
and
started
Limbaugh
to.
Limbaugh is the best example of that. Limbaugh is completely an example of that. So, speaking of hosts, you have an interesting conversation with a gentleman named Walter Sterling.
Yes.
That we'll talk about this week's Michael Harrison interview, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments after I wish you yet again a happy Thanksgiving from all of us here that do this program and from the sponsors, for example, Calitrin. They have a big Thanksgiving deal going on right now. You know, you look at pictures of the people at work at Calitrin, and it's pretty obvious they all like to eat. They've all been on the reason they get hired at Calitrin is because they had weight problems, and they resolved them by using Calitrin. A very great, it's a fabulous example of somebody who really does walk the walk and talk the talk. You look at all of the men and women who work. There are pictures all over the Top Loss website of the people that work there. And they all look like, you know, they're average Americans who have had a little bit too much to eat here and there, and they decided to take it seriously, and they got on the program, and they've done themselves a world of good. And they're from all age categories as well, men and women, older, younger, you name it. But they are a microcosm of what we have going on all across our country, from Milwaukee to Des Moines, you name the city, the town, the place where people are very serious about this. I was just talking to somebody in St. Paul, Minnesota, about this very product and about how it works. Fort Lauderdale, somebody tried it for the first time this Thanksgiving. So why don't you do yourself and your family a favor? Get on board right now. Go to toploss.com. Take advantage of the Happy Thanksgiving sale from them. It's the all-natural way to lose weight. No stimulants, no nothing in there, except all positive, really good natural elements like the proteins that are in there. There are so many different things. Listen, I can go through the list. I'm not going to because I don't have time. All I want you to do is go there. The sale at Thanksgiving qualifies. You can buy as many as you want and get twice as many. 40, you want to buy 40 month supply, you get 80 month supply. No interest monthly payment plan available now by going to toploss.com. And using the checkout code, the discount code, DJV, no shipping, and these fabulous deals. Buy one, get one free at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here with a people list from Talkers Magazine. The official list for the Talk Radio Countdown Show includes at number 10 the new justices of the Supreme Court, all of them. New ones, I guess mostly the people that Trump has put into those positions. Number 9, Kamala Harris. Number 8, Cuomo and Obama. Number 7 tied for that position. Number 7 is Rudy Giuliani. Can't tie him with anybody. Number 6, all the people running for the Senate seats in Georgia. Nancy Pelosi is at 5. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is at 4. Michael Flynn, who got pardoned by Mr. Trump this week, number 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position. That'll flip around in a couple of months. Right now, though, he's still the president in residence. Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list. You can see them all listed there every week at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
All right, so this week on the MH interview, you have a well-known talk personality, some have been involved in the talk business, management-wise and otherwise, for a long time. So what are we going to get listening to Walter Sterling with you?
You're going to hear a view of current events through the eyes of a talk show host who presents himself as a family man, a dedicated husband, and father of three girls from grade school to high school.
And
to
he is all of that.
Yes.
His kids are sweet.
He's
sweet
reinvented
daughters,
himself.
Sweet, sweet kids. Yeah.
Yeah, he's reinvented himself. He's been a manager for years in the radio business, one of the visionaries, and now he's on the air again. His name is Walter Sterling on the air. His name is Walter Sabo off the air. And it's a fascinating conversation. MHinterview.com.
So how is he breaking? Well, we don't have time. I was going to get out breaking new ground, but you can listen to it and hear.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
877-800-981-8177.
Systemic racism, white supremacy, microaggressions. The American people are being told we live in a country that is racist to its core. We're being lied to. Black America's biggest challenges aren't what the far left says they are. They're using us to promote their own agenda. I'm Bob Woodson. I led demonstrations during the civil rights movement, and I worked to relieve poverty in some of the country's toughest neighborhoods. The leaders employ the virtues and values of our founders. They are really our modern-day patriots. That is why we founded 1776 Unites, a black-led movement to challenge the proposition that because of America's birth defect of slavery, whites are to be forever blamed and shamed, and blacks are to be pitied and paid. We will no longer be used, and we need your help. If you support us, contribute a tax-deductible donation to 1776unites.com. 1776unites.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our Talk Radio Countdown Show to continue with His Eminence, Cardinal Wiseman. Stephen.
Well, I like that.
I thought you might. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is college professor at Bentley University, a man of the cloth, and few words, or at least the words that he has, are all to be measured well, because he always has great answers and great thoughts, important, pithy things regarding the law, and also his specialty, which are scams. So you've come out with a list of the 12 scams. So here we go. I am. You know, when you sent this to me, you knew I was going to do the 12 scams of Christmas.
Of course.
Of course you're not going to do that. All right, so do we need to take a few of these apart each time we're together every week on the countdown, or do you want to quickly touch the most important ones?
Yeah, I think we can talk about a few each time. I think one of the biggest things is that people will be shopping so much online, in particular this holiday season. And once again, you have to know what you stick to. If it sounds too good to be true as far as the price of what you're getting, you want to stay away from it. You want to use a credit card rather than a debit card, because with that debit card, you don't get the same protection from fraudulent charges. But one of the biggest things I want to say is that, you know, we always say stick with companies that you know are good. But there are a lot of phony websites posing as those companies.
It's unbelievable. And I'm getting I had to get my computer people in to my website because I'm getting scammed by so many. We've set up a separate category, a separate folder, if you will, for all the spam. That's serious stuff that's coming from people. I'm getting 4, 5, 6, 7 a day of things that I've never seen before, that I would never open, to the point where it became a real problem. I'm thinking, geez, if these guys can get my email address, then can they do something else? I don't think they can, but if you're dumb enough to click on them and open them up, you're going to get into trouble, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, just getting the email is going to be okay. But if you click on those links, you're going to download all kinds of malware. And even if you think you've got the best security software is always at least a month behind the latest strains of malware. So you just really got to be careful on that.
Yep, very, very careful. All right, so anyway, you get a couple of the lists of on the list of 12 scams.
Yeah, I think one of the first ones is when you're looking for a good legitimate company to deal with, be wary of trying to find them. Let's say even you're going to go basic and you want to go with a Walmart or a Target. Don't put into Google necessarily and trust it for their website, because the bad guys have actually been able to manipulate the algorithms so that when you get the high listings, it may be one of the phony ones. And some of the phony ones, you know, some of them are absurdly bad, but others are incredibly good. So what I tell people is to go to a website called whois.com, and you can type in the URL of where you think is going to be that good website, and it will tell you who actually owns that. And I've done that a few times with some websites that look good, that turned up high in a search, and they end up being owned by someone in Nigeria or North Korea.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, my God. It is unbelievable how we are so vulnerable these days. So just keep that in mind as you're messing around, especially this weekend when a lot of people are online. What is Monday? What do they call that? Cyber Monday or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Look out for that. All right. Let's get to a couple of the items that are on the countdown list, because you wear a couple of the different hats here on the countdown. The story list has a focus on the Supreme Court and its ruling I guess we would consider this post-election politics to a manner of speaking. What do we do what are you thinking with regard to this big decision this week?
Yeah, I thought it was actually quite fascinating, the decision in regard to the New York rules having restrictions on religious service. Yeah, and one of the things I found interesting was it was a 6-3, but Justice Roberts sided with the liberals on that, which was kind of interesting. This may have been it was an unsigned opinion, but it sure looked a lot like the new Justice Barrett had written it. And it was, you know, it's an interesting thing, because the dissents were saying, let's leave the science and health people to make these decisions, and the majority said that they thought it was just too extensive. Interesting decision.
There it is. Yep. All right, lots to think about as usual. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
the elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump returns to the hustings next week for two Georgia senators trying to win re-election.
Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are both facing runoff elections in early January, and the president says he plans to visit Georgia next weekend to give the GOP a boost.
So I'll be going there on Saturday night, and maybe I'll go twice. It's very important that we win those races. These are two great people.
Republicans hope the president can keep GOP voters energized. Outcome of the runoff elections will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court on Monday set to take up President Trump's effort to exclude illegal immigrants from the census totals. In July, the president announced illegal immigrants would be excluded from the population count, his lawyers arguing in court papers he acted within his authority. But challengers argue the move is unconstitutional and violates a federal law called the Census Act. Overseas, Iran's supreme leader wants definitive punishment of those behind the killing of a scientist linked to Tehran's disbanded military nuclear program. Iranian officials have blamed Israel for the killing, but so far no comment from Jerusalem. But in a televised address 2 years ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the public to not forget about the Iranian scientist.
A key part of the plan was to form new organizations to continue the work. This is how Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, head of Project Ahmad, put it. Remember that name, Fakhrizadeh.
Ethiopia's announcement it completed its military offensive in its defiant Tigray region, quote, does not mean the conflict is finished, according to the UN refugee chief. On Sunday, he said he's very concerned about the fate of nearly 100,000 Eritrean refugees there, amid reports that some of those refugees may even have been abducted. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
News from overseas, more demonstrations in Bangkok in another of a long series of pro-democracy protests.
About 1,000 protesters have rallied outside an army base carrying yellow inflatable ducks, a symbol of the demonstrations. The protest movement's core demands are for the Prime Minister and the government to step down, the constitution to be amended to be more democratic, and the monarchy to be reformed to make it more accountable. The calls for reforms to the monarchy are especially controversial, as the institution is seen as virtually untouchable. Thai authorities last week escalated their legal battle against protest leaders. There is concern that if the government feels it cannot control the protests, it may impose martial law or be ousted by the army in a coup. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. COVID-19 protocols for NBA players just got a little bit tougher.
The NBA is telling teams that players who test positive for the coronavirus this season may have to miss nearly 2 weeks in some instances before being allowed to return to the court. All players who will be part of training camp need to begin a testing program by Monday. Teams can begin holding mandated group workouts sometime between December 4th and December 6th. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Charlotte Hornets acquired forward Gordon Hayward and unprotected 2023 and 2024 second-round draft picks from the Boston Celtics in exchange for a heavily protected 2022 second-round draft pick as part of a sign-and-trade transaction between the two teams. The Celtics, though, will only get Charlotte's draft pick if the Hornets finish in the top five in the league next season, so it's unlikely that they will get anything in the deal other than unloading Hayward's contract. More news and these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And most stores.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and my pal John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. I was watching Armageddon on TV last night. I was thinking a lot about John and what goes on the Space Coast, that movie with Bruce Willis and all the people that went up to destroy. Yeah. Remember that was done. That was actually done during Jay Honeycutt's era because he was encouraging lots of people to come and do movies and TV shows at the shuttle headquarters. And I don't want to be too inside here. Honeycutt is a great friend of mine. He was a great friend of the Space Coast and the program. He ran the shuttle program and actually ran at Cape Kennedy for 4 years for NASA. So all of these things, these movies that were done, that was a... That movie, there was another one out the same year that was more or less the same story. Do you remember that? It wasn't, it was, I'm trying to remember, it was...
That one I don't remember, no.
Don't you remember it? I'm trying to remember who the people that were... Anyway, listen, that doesn't help us get into the stories for this week, so let's keep moving here. The charts for the week in November 23rd to the 27th, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. That seemed to have been the number one story of the week, so Victoria... And John, John's actually traveling, so maybe he tells us his story first about traveling for Thanksgiving. How was your trip up to Atlanta from the Space Coast driving? What did you see? What did you experience? How was the food? What did you actually go through?
Actually, the drive up to Atlanta from the Space Coast was non-eventful. Traffic on I left on Wednesday afternoon. Traffic on Wednesday was terrible. But by the time I got closer to Atlanta, it seemed to lighten up. So it really wasn't too bad and rather delightful. It was good to get away.
How about going when you were stopping for hotel accommodations and restaurants and that sort of thing? Did you encounter any difficulties, or was it pretty normal?
Actually, Doug, I found the hotels were wide open.
Yeah.
The particular one I stayed in, I don't even think it was half full. And the other hotels in the area that were clustered in the same area, I didn't have an exact number, a head count, but it seemed like they were only operating at half capacity as well. So the hotels were not a problem at all.
How about Waffle House? Did you find a Waffle House?
I passed a lot of Waffle Houses, but usually it was McDonald's to get a quick cup of coffee and to move on from there. So
keep on going.
Just keep on going. Yeah,
keep on trucking. All right, so
not a problem at all.
That was good. Victoria, you did not have your usual Thanksgiving event that is going to your families, and I think that probably bespeaks. I didn't either. Frankly, although a lot of times on the holidays I work on the farm and everybody goes home. But this year, a lot of people did what you did, and that's kind of just hunker down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we just did Thanksgiving for the two of us, and it was actually really wonderful. We had a blast. We've never made Thanksgiving dinner on our own. We're always, either at a restaurant or at my in-laws. So we had a lot of fun kind of coordinating our own Thanksgiving dinner and just with the dogs and watching movies. It was just, honestly, it was delightful. It was probably the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So part of the Thanksgiving weekend are all of these Black Friday deals, but I think Black Friday is different this year in many respects. And I've sort of stayed away from on the DJV program and other stuff that I'm doing, promoting particular stores or at least giving Amazon more attention than I think they deserve. They get way too much media, free media attention. So why should it be that the headline that comes across the screen, Amazon's best Friday deals, why isn't it some other company other than the fact that they're the biggest in the world? They're the biggest in part because everybody gives them free promotion. So what are you going to do when it comes to things? You have a fairly small family, John. Well, what do you do to prepare for Christmas giving?
Interestingly enough, I don't go the Amazon route. I go the traditional way of trying to shop local businesses if I can and get some good selective gifts and then send them out myself through the post office. Mm-hmm. And I try to stay away from the Amazon Prime and all of that. I know some people have been going crazy since late summer getting packages through Amazon and all of that. But I'd rather go the traditional route and do shopping in the local community and try to support the merchants as much as I can.
Yep. Maybe it's an age thing. All right. That's what Santa Harper is doing. Victoria, have you taken advantage of some of these early Black Friday things, no matter where they were?
No, I haven't done any. I do buy from Amazon. I try to find the small merchants, which are, you know, and they live and basically are surviving on Amazon right now. So I try to find that. And Amazon's a big initiative this year for Black Friday. They will direct you towards small businesses that are on the platform. So it's not hard to find them. And if you want that convenience of, you know, free shipping or two-day shipping or whatever, Amazon's actually done a pretty decent job this year of helping promote small businesses. So that's, I've gotten a lot of – we're not really doing Christmas this year, so it's just going to be Lewis and me, and so we're just kind of buying stuff that we really need. You know, it's not – you know, this is the year of –
practicality.
You know, do you need a new – you know, do you need a new computer mouse or do you need a new, you know, like tech kind of stuff really?
I got a lot of extra ones. If you need one, I'll send you one if you need one.
Not the living kind. I just need the little electronic kind.
So then there's the – well, I have some of those too, as a matter of fact. One of the things that Victoria has taught me, John, is what a Roomba is. I didn't know what a Roomba.
I can't believe you don't. I mean, you've been around forever.
Okay, John, you have a Roomba?
I don't have one. I certainly know what they are.
My parents have one, and my parents, they call him Ronnie the Robot, and, like, we hear about him, like, he lives with them, like, he's a person. So, but they're fascinated by Ronnie, and so, and he does a great job, so, yeah, they love it.
Okay.
Really?
Uh-huh. All right, so with the number one thing.
I've never seen one in operation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you missed much. Anyway, I'm spoiled because I have somebody clean my house. I don't know whether they use a Roomba. They don't use a Roomba.
No.
That's Thanksgiving and what we're doing to get ready for the next holiday. Meanwhile, the reality is set by what's happening in the COVID department, the projections of who's going to get it, how many people are going to get it, not being able to travel a lot in the normal traditional ways, or at least being worried about it. I think the vaccines are the big story here this week between what is coming out of Pfizer and Moderna. I just learned, you maybe heard me say it, John, that I was talking to Ken Kronhaus, my very good friend and cardiologist, who says that he's going to have it, and most everybody else that's in the medical profession will have all of the first shot. The first round will be on December 11th. That's when they're going to start. If the FDA gives its final approval on the 10th, God knows why they can't give it today and we start tomorrow, but, you know, that's the way the government works. So
yeah.
At any rate, the first shots. Now, what I'm not sure of, and I forgot to ask him, because it requires a bonus. It requires a booster shot. So if you have the first shot,
right,
and then you apparently...
I think it's 28 days later you need
another one. Is it 28 days? Yeah,
something
for
like that,
so,
yeah.
So I think if the first round goes, and then after that, the second round, which will include you and me in terms of age, I think partially where you are is going to affect it as well. But most people who are the most vulnerable, and they're putting that in an age category, and apparently health-wise as well, will get the second shots right around the first part of January, first to mid part of January. So, you know, that I think will calm everybody down a little bit. I think you'll see, with the advent of that, a real change in attitude and concern and the way people are living. But even so, you've probably seen it down in Florida, all these damn kids and the parties and things that they've...
absolutely.
I think that's been your experience right along on the beach where you live, Victoria, right?
Yeah.
All of this stuff is the same stuff.
We took the dogs out on Thanksgiving Day, which was just such a beautiful day. It was about 70 degrees, so we took the dogs for a walk on the beach, and I think we were probably the only two people wearing masks. It was just crazy.
Amazing.
I don't know why people aren't getting it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. There's a ruling, speaking of that, number four this week on the countdown is a focus on whether or not you can, I guess the Supreme Court said that religious restrictions on whether you can go to church or not are not, that's not legal. You can't tell people they can't go to church, right? Isn't that basically the
That was aimed at New York.
Yeah.
And because they had, they had a wedding of a very famous rabbi. I think it was his daughter married someone, and they had 7,000 people in a synagogue for this wedding.
Really?
And a friend of mine, and a friend of mine works in one of the major hospitals at Mount Sinai. She works in the ER, and she said that almost immediately after that wedding, they had at least 200 people in the hospital with COVID because of that wedding that they had attended. So it's just, you know, and so Governor Cuomo tried to, after that happened, they fined the synagogue $15,000, which is nothing, but they fined them, and then they challenged it in court, and then it went to the Supreme Court, and Amy Coney Barrett was the deciding vote that, you know, she's very religious, and so she said you can't stop anybody from gathering, you know, whether it's COVID or not.
Is that why
whatever.
She made her decision, or is it because it was a legal thing? She made the decision.
I mean, I don't know.
In your estimation.
In my estimation, we know how religion is, and I'm not saying anything against anyone's religion. I'm just saying she is very openly, she's very vocal about religion.
Yeah, she is.
And so
should leave it at the door, though. That's not part of the law. That's
right.
If that's
so the criticism on her is this is her first major ruling, and it's, you know, putting a lot of people's health in jeopardy.
Hmm. All right. Well, there it is. In a moment, we're going to look at. I just find it interesting to see where the hot spots are. I just looked at a map. Do you know where the hottest spot, where the most increases have been this past week in terms of how many people have COVID? What, you want to pick a city? If you haven't seen this yet, maybe.
My guess would be something like South Dakota or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I would guess, too.
Not even close. Buffalo.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
There you go. Yep.
Wow.
Buffalo, New York. All right, we move along with the focus. We're starting, sometimes I start at number 10 and work to number 1. This week we're starting at number 1 and working down. The election and not only the situation nationally, but what's going on in Georgia, because you're in Georgia. Be interesting to know from your perspective, John, how that stuff seems to be shaving up. I'm sure you've made some observations. We'll get to those as the Talk Radio Review continues for this week.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented pillow to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
If you could save a life, would you do it? The Trauma Sensitive Awareness Foundation is presenting a free online Veterans Summit offering hope, help, and healing. 22 one-hour audio and video interviews with world-renowned mental health experts, pioneering veterans, and alternative therapy solutions for PTS, TBI, trauma, moral injury, relationship issues, sexual assault, and so much more. Beginning November 4th at www.t-saf.org. Again, that's www.t-saf.org. Please join us.
This is sponsored by Amazon. The holidays are just around the corner, and customers can use a variety of payment methods, now including Snap EBT on Amazon, to purchase the ingredients they need for holiday meals. During a time when families celebrate with their favorite meals and traditions, Amazon.com's grocery offerings provide customers with access to vast selection across grocery brands. Customers will be sure to find a range of budget-saving options that the whole family will love. And what's more, customers paying with Snap EBT can shop Amazon Fresh with no Prime membership needed. That's fast and convenient grocery delivery with the ability to schedule your preferred delivery time within a 1 or 2 hour delivery window, as early as same day. Customers can also choose to have attended or unattended delivery of their groceries for further safety and convenience. To learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/snap. Again, that's Amazon.com/snap.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, moving back into our overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is something that I've been doing on the air with Michael Harrison for about 27 years, as it turns out. since the beginning of Talkers Magazine, and is an hour that accompanies Michael and his overview of what's going on from the official stats that come into Talkers Magazine. I invite the ladies who are on the DJV program with me to go through it sort of as a review. Because Jennifer's off this week, I've invited John Harper, who's no stranger to these proceedings, to come in and talk about, from his perspective, what some of the elements are of these top 10 stories. So I was talking about the, I said we would talk about Trump refusing to concede. I don't know that there's much to that story other than, you know, a lot of huzzarai back and forth. What I'm interested in is your read, John, on the election in Georgia, the runoff election between Loeffler and Warnock and Perdue and Austin, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. So when you got into Georgia, what do you see on the news media there, newspapers and on TV and stuff about this?
Well, that's a great question, Doug, because I wasn't, and as I drove through the state, as soon as I got into Georgia and I'm listening, tuning across the radio dial, I can't believe how many commercials for all of the political ads for all of the candidates are airing.
It's a bonanza for radio.
Oh, my God, yes. And the billboard campaigns and the television campaign. I turned on the TV quickly this morning to just kind of get an update. And back-to-back and bumper-to-bumper, you're seeing spots for all of the candidates. So it is a hotbed of discussion here in Georgia, from what I've been able to determine and the people that I've spoken to here in the small area that I'm at the moment. And people are really, really, I think, going to be turning out for this election. And it is definitely raising the temperature here in the state as far as the political climate. And it will continue through January. It is really hot as far as this election.
So Trump says he's going to go there to campaign for the Republicans, get a sense of whether that'll do any good or not. Does it help? Does it hinder? Or does nobody pay any attention to him now?
I think Doug, it'll probably help. The Trump supporters are still going strong. Boy, I saw a lot of Trump signs all the way up to Atlanta, Georgia, along I-75. And
sure.
I think probably it will help those candidates on the Republican side. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe that'll push it over. I don't know.
Well, I think it's going to be one way or the other. I don't know that, Victoria, you and I have had that much conversation about it, because that's not the mainstay of our DJV program. But in terms of looking at it, do you agree with me that it looks like one Republican, one Democrat wins this thing, or what do you think?
I kind of do think that, yeah.
Yeah.
Which basically means the Senate doesn't change at all.
Right. Yeah.
We'd have to, you know, I'm on the left on our show. You know, we've got a left, a right, and a center, and so I'm the lefty, and so yeah, we would need both senators in Georgia to win the Democratic ticket, and then that would flip the Senate. But I think you're right. I think it's probably going to be one and one. I'm not sure if the Perdue guy is going to pull it off, though. He's got a few scandals. He had a lot of gaffes, if you want to call them that. You know, during the initial campaign, which he won, but it was less than 0.5% of the votes. So that's the margin that if you're not above that, it triggers the automatic runoff in Georgia. So he narrowly won, but since then he's had a lot of financial stuff come out against him, and I don't know. He's
nothing, I think, special.
He's got a hard time to win again.
Yeah, he's not. There's nothing special about him. He's a typical glad-handing phony, as far as I can see. And that's not going to help him out. You would think it wouldn't help him out in these circumstances. All right, so that's the political overview. Trump pardoning Michael Flynn will be in our focus as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin. Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
The Black Friday sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go back into our fold here. on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. They're on duty no matter what, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year long. We do this 52 times a year, because for those of you who are unwashed, there are 52 weeks. You didn't study that in school. There are 52 weeks, actually, in the year. This is Thanksgiving week, and at your service is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Flynn got pardoned this week. I don't think this was a huge earth-shaking decision, right? Most people who know anything about Michael Flynn think he's kind of a you-know-what, but by the same token, he got bagged by the FBI in the usual way. He wasn't able to answer them, or he didn't give them answers to questions, but that wasn't the real reason that he got into trouble. He got into trouble because he gave answers.
Yeah, he lied. Well, he admitted to lying twice under oath, yeah. And that's why he committed perjury.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, the weird thing is Trump didn't really have a lot of love for Michael Flynn at all.
No.
He only lasted 22 days in the administration. But I mean, you know, in the Trump administration,
the
22 days
is
actually, you know, a long time. Yeah. That's like probably 22 years. So yeah. It's like a Hollywood marriage. So who knows? I think it was Trump's, you know, way of kind of getting back at the Robert Mueller investigation. And
yeah.
So this is, I think that's the real motivation of pardoning him. I don't think it's because Trump has any real love for Michael Flynn.
Okay, Talk Radio Extra. Speaking of Hollywood marriages, Megan Fox apparently ending her marriage to Brian Austin Green. And I know you told me at one point in time who he was, and I've forgotten.
He was on 90210, the original 90210.
All right. So she's got a new boyfriend,
Jason Reese and that gang.
Machine Gun Kelly. And I'm trying to remember why I know him, but...
He's a music artist. People don't pay that much attention to him.
Shotgun Kelly.
Oh, is that who I'm thinking of?
You're not thinking of Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you know him.
Shotgun.
But that's the second time she's filed for divorce from Brian Austin Green, so maybe this time it'll stick.
Right. There you go. A little gossip, just good for the heart every once in a while. So the next item here on our countdown, number three, the new administration... even though the people with Trump and him, some of the news media, it isn't even news media anymore. It's just opinion media. Oh, he can't concede because it isn't sure that he's elected. Come on. And so they've started to change things around. You see anybody in this list, either Victoria or John, the people who have been appointed or at least suggested for appointments to various positions that would be good, bad, or indifferent? Looks like a rehash of Obama's years to me.
Well, some of the people actually go all the way back to Clinton.
To the Clinton era
and even further back to when Joe Biden had a very long career in the Senate. So
yeah.
he's picking people that he's worked with for many years and people he obviously trusts. So, you know, I saw an article a couple days ago. It said, you know, when looking at his picks, you know, there's nothing flashy, there's nothing controversial there. But it said, you know, he's showing that, you know, he's hiring a bunch of adults. There are actual adults in the room now. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Well,
you know, I don't think we're going to have the revolving door that we've had in the last 4 years.
Well, it's attitudes more than anything else. Yes, John.
No, you're absolutely right. The attitude is totally different. It's professional. I think the people that he's nominated so far for his cabinet look to be people who are not going to have a closet filled with all types of skeletons and things like that. And overall, I think it's a pretty good pick thus far with many people on his cabinet. And Biden is trying to be representative, as he keeps saying, about the makeup of the country, and I think so far he's accomplishing that. I think some pretty good choices.
You know, it's interesting because Elizabeth Warren, in her usual fashion, is over there. She's always running into the room, waving her hands around. It's like she's over in the room. here, here, I'm here, pick me, pick me, pick me. Like, to the teacher.
Well, I think to his credit, he has dodged some real landmines. He has not put Elizabeth Warren, who is not that popular, and so he has not put her anywhere. He's not put Bernie Sanders anywhere. I think a lot of people were, you know, worried that, you know, that the super progressive wing of the Democratic Party was going to be taking over, and that's completely not the case. Not
much to AOC's chagrin, which will probably force her, not force her, but give her the entree to start her own party in a couple of years. But really what went on in the decision-making process, if you look at Vermont, where Bernie's from, and Massachusetts, where Warren is from, both have Republican governors.
Right.
So, hello, if you appoint them to cabinet positions, you automatically give the Republicans two more
seats in the Senate.
Seats in the Senate. So.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I think
and
guys
going
are...
back to Georgia, you know, obviously the Democrats are hoping to flip the Senate with those two seats in Georgia. It's possible. You know, though, the truth is it's possible because they have over 780,000 absentee ballots have already been requested. And they have and the number of young people who will be 18 by January 5th on that runoff election, the number of new registered voters is it's a lot of people. So there is a chance that it can absolutely flip. I think it'll probably be 1-1, but I could be wrong, and it might actually flip. So you have to keep Elizabeth Warren in place. You have to keep Bernie where he is, or else, you know, you're just stacking the cards against you.
Neither one. Warren doesn't want to stay.
Point.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it's a good point, because you could lose with the Republican governors, as you said, Doug, in those two states. You could conceivably then lose those two seats and turn them over to Republicans. And so I think that was a wise move not to do anything with them right now.
See you later, alligator. By
the
way,
I also think that played into why he chose Kamala Harris, because Governor Newsom in California will obviously will appoint another Democratic senator.
Probably appoint himself.
Into it.
Yeah, he's that he's the type of an egomaniac. Horrible.
He's lying low after that that indoor dining incident.
What a
he's been pretty quiet.
He is. Yeah, he's a real man. Those guys. Anyway, I didn't ask you, because I haven't really talked to you since the election, John. Did you vote in person in Florida? Did you do absentee? Did you mail? What did you do to vote?
No, I voted in person, and it took me that day I voted. It took me about a half hour, but it was quite painless and very efficient. So, yeah, I was in person, no doubt about it.
Something very strange and unusual for Florida.
Yeah, exactly. I heard somebody the other day say that Florida is the new model of the way elections should be run.
Right.
Which I found rather comical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll take a pass on that one, thank you. Number five on the countdown list this week, a focus on the economy and the stock market. This week, as the prices over 30,000.
It hit 30,000 for the first time in history.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it, you know, Republicans will say, well, that's because the economy was really good prior to the pandemic, and so that's, you know, they're trying to give Trump credit for that. I honestly don't think that this is either Trump or Biden. I think this is vaccine news. This is optimism about let's turn the page, let's turn the corner, let's get to the next year. I think that there's so many other things involved, and I honestly don't. I think it's a little bit of Trump, it's a little bit of Biden, but I think for the most part, it's good news on the vaccine front. And as soon as Trump started the transition, the stock market shot up again, because the stock market loves stability. That is the number one thing it loves, is stability.
Yep.
So
that's really
to credit that. I think no one can really claim it as one person.
Look at the stock when it comes to medicines, especially these companies.
Oh, pharmaceuticals are way up. Yeah.
The guy who is the owner, actually, of AstraZeneca. He's a University of Oxford graduate, and he got Oxford to work with his company, some of the scientists at Oxford in England to work with his company. His value went up $1 billion in one day.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
This stuff.
How much was that, Doug? Do that again.
$1 billion with a B, thank you very much. He's only 39 years old.
You need to put the reverb, the echo on that when you say
billion. All right, let me try that. Here it is. $1 billion. I have a new
toy. Must be nice.
In my studio. Yeah, it's a little toy in the studio. All right, moving along. The situation
again,
with our...
Doug, real quick, before we move along, don't forget Trump said that if Joe Biden was elected, you can kiss your 401ks and the market goodbye because it would tank. And so much for that.
Well, I mean, so much for whatever he says. He was on a TV moaning, and it was Thanksgiving, and he was moaning and groaning about the election. It's time for him to take a break, time for us to move on. That's all. It's a new, whether you like it, I mean, there's a lot of people, I'm not sure I share your enthusiasm for some of the people that are part already announced of the new administration. I'm most focused, frankly, on the FCC and what they are going to do for radio station ownership, because that's my business. Right. And I'm also a farmer, and I'm interested in the ag secretary because the ag world has been in shambles since Sonny Perdue has been. He's also, here's a Georgian. He has done nothing to help most of his family farmers.
Betsy DeVos and Sonny Perdue, I cannot wait to watch them vacate their offices.
Right. Yeah. Don't let the door hitch on your butt.
John's voice says it all.
That's right, exactly. The story list from Talkers Magazine. This is the week of Thanksgiving, November the 23rd to the 27th. Doesn't make any difference what week it is, 52 weeks a year. We're here with that overview. The folks at Talkers listening to all the stations and paying attention to what's going on conversationally have come up with a list for this week that includes at number 10, a focus on weather and weather science. 9, race relations. Number 8, foreign relations. Number 7, what's going on in the news talk, radio, and television wars. Number 6, situation with schools, to send your children to school, to do or not to do, that is the question. Number 5, the economy and the stock market going through the roof. Number 4, more post-election politics, I guess that's the best way of putting it. Number 3, Biden and his new administration. Number 2, Michael Flynn gets pardoned. And number 1, COVID. That's the situation this week, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Doug Steffen here with a people list from Talkers Magazine. The official list for the Talk Radio Countdown show includes at number 10, the new justices of the Supreme Court, all of them. New ones, I guess mostly the people that Trump has put into those positions. Number 9, Kamala Harris. Number 8, Cuomo and Obama. Number 7 tied for that position. Number 7 is Rudy Giuliani. Can't tie him with anybody. Number 6, all the people running for the Senate seats in Georgia. Nancy Pelosi is at 5. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is at 4. Michael Flynn, who got pardoned by Mr. Trump this week, number 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position. That'll flip around in a couple of months. Right now, though, he's still the president in residence. Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list. You can see them all listed there every week at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's move back into a couple of more moments here of our Talk Radio Review. The situation in our public schools, this really has accentuated the horror of management, of political management, especially in places like California, where they don't, one day the schools are open, the next day they're closed.
New York City, same thing.
New York, same thing.
De Blasio has completely just mismanaged all of the schooling.
BS
artist. It's awful. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible.
In my estimation, kids should be in school, period, end of story. That's it. I don't know what everybody else thinks.
Well, there have been some health studies that have shown that the kids in school they're not really the issue in terms of spreading the virus.
Bringing it home.
It's indoor dining at restaurants. They've contact traced that. And indoor gatherings, you know, large indoor gatherings. That's really, from people from different households, that's really where the virus is spreading the most.
Yeah. So, anyway, what are they doing in Florida? I haven't really followed Florida, where you're from, John. What's going on there?
It basically is the same thing as the rest of the nation as far as our boy governor here, as I call him, puppet of Trump, is trying to ensure that everything stays open and there is no pandemic. And, hey, come on down. Things are great.
Spend your money here. Hi, John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Review, time 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
How to increase your patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people tell me that they struggle with patience, I say, that's because you practice impatience. And that's true for you as well if you're generally impatient. You master what you practice. And the great thing about practicing patience is that life naturally provides you with many, many opportunities to practice it. So here are three things you can do to become more patient. First, become aware of situations where you're offered opportunities to practice it. Second, do whatever you can to delay instant gratification. For example, if you find that your leg is itchy, take a few moments to breathe in deeply a couple times before you reach to scratch it. Third and finally, allow yourself to get very comfortable saying the phrase, "I'm okay, I can handle this." In fact, those three steps, becoming aware, delaying gratification, and saying the phrase, "I'm okay, I can handle this," will help you increase your patience in less time than you might expect. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology. Doug and Victoria Keelan here has done all the research, and so we get right to it. Number five this week, as we head to number one, is a focus on Apple and what the bad guys at Apple, or at least one bad guy, has been doing.
Yeah, some bad PR for Apple happened this week. A California grand jury indicted Apple's head of global security on charges that he tried to bribe Santa Clara County, which is in California. He tried to bribe officials with iPads. Apparently, this guy Thomas Moyer is accused of offering 200 iPads worth $70,000 to two different members of the sheriff's office in exchange for four concealed carry firearms licenses for Apple employees. The iPads were never delivered, apparently, because he got busted before this transaction could actually come to fruition. But
the guy ran him out.
Not really sure who ratted him out, but somehow he got busted.
Somebody's got a number on him.
Yeah. His attorney says that that he was collateral damage in a dispute between Santa Clara sheriff and district attorneys, and saying that, you know, once it goes to trial, they believe he'll be acquitted. I'm not really so sure. It looks like there actually is some real evidence against this guy. He's been at Apple for about 15 years. He's been the head of global security since November of 2018, and he wrote a memo in 2018 warning Apple employees about the potential consequences of leaking information to the media, which he wrote can become part of your personal and professional identity forever. So he's eating those words right now. So we'll see what happens when it goes to trial.
Nice job there, fella. Number four.
Tesla has issued a recall of about 10,000 vehicles in the U.S., the 9,000 Model X and from the year 2016, and 400 Model Ys that are brand new from 2020. The issues were, of course, filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Tesla says that they will fix everything free of charge. They're going to be testing all this stuff out. What happened was the cars feature cosmetic appliques that were apparently applied without a primer, which can cause the trim on the roof of the car to fall off while driving at high speeds,
well,
which basically means the entire roof can come off your car. So
yeah.
it's really important if you have one of these vehicles, make sure that you are on top of this recall, because in one recent incident, a Model Y, which is part of the 2020 recall, the entire roof fell off while the driver was driving. So that's
right.
Obviously a huge hazard for everyone else around you and for you yourself if you're, you know, driving. But and then on the other recall with the 2016 Model X's, it's a steering issue which isn't bolted down properly, and so the driver could actually lose power steering. So both of them are really
Lovely.
Important to get fixed as
Right.
soon as you
Exactly.
can.
All right, here's a black eye for Comcast.
Comcast doesn't really have, I don't know, I wouldn't give them a very high rating. My parents have Comcast, and it's very slow internet and very basic cable, and they pay about $200 a month, so
Oof.
I'm not a fan. But anyway, next year, Comcast says they plan to charge home internet customers in the northeastern states. They're going to charge you for going over 1.2 terabytes of data in a month. Now, that is a lot of data, just to, you know, put that out there. 1.2 terabytes is a lot. However, with everyone working from home, especially in the Northeast, kids are doing a lot of, you know, distance learning, and parents are working from home. So data is going way, way up. So in January and February, Comcast says that they're going to give their Xfinity customers who are not on an unlimited plan, they'll give you a credit for any data usage over that, but only for 1 month. And if you exceed that amount, then you're going to be charged $10 per 50 gigs of data. 50 gigs of data is not a lot of data, which means you could end up having $100 more per month on your bill. It might be a good time to start shopping around for another alternative. Everyone knows at the end of the year, beginning of next of 2021, a lot of you can find good deals. You can shop around. You can go to Verizon Fios. You can go to RCN. See what kind of deal they are offering you. This affects Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, D.C., and parts of North Carolina and Ohio. You're all going to see these price hikes. So
HBO,
I would say now's the time to start shopping around.
Has some news here. We're going to pay attention to this quickly.
Yeah, HBO has finally is going to be available on Amazon Fire Stick and Fire TV devices. This has been in negotiations for at least 6 months, and this is a huge relief for people who actually want to watch HBO. So you'll now be able to get HBO Max, which is a great thing, and you'll get Wonder Woman on Christmas Day.
Presidential accounts moving over to Joe Biden on Twitter and Facebook, number one this week.
Yep. Donald Trump hasn't conceded yet, but Twitter and Facebook are moving on. They are transferring the POTUS accounts. And so President-elect Joe Biden, on the 20th of January, he will now occupy the brand-new POTUS handles, and Donald Trump's will now be POTUS 45. That's where all of his tweets will be archived.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump expressing doubt whether the Supreme Court will hear any cases challenging the election.
Sounding frustrated with the legal process, the president said it might be difficult to get his election fraud allegations heard before the U.S. Supreme Court. During a Fox News interview, he said it's hard to get it to the Supreme Court, and he expressed doubt about whether his team's legal strategy will be able to overturn the November 3rd election. Mr. Trump also said he will continue to fight and that his mind will not change in 6 months. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A former Trump campaign associate who was the target of a secret surveillance warrant during the FBI's Russia investigation says in a federal lawsuit he was the victim of unlawful spying. Carter Page alleges a series of omissions and errors made by FBI and Justice Department officials in applications they submitted to the Foreign Intelligence Court and to eavesdrop on him on suspicion he was an agent of Russia. Iran's supreme leader calling for definitive punishment of those behind killing of a scientist linked to Tehran's disbanded military nuclear program.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made the comment in a statement carried on his official website. Khamenei called Mohsin Fakhrizadeh the country's prominent and distinguished nuclear and defensive scientist. Iranian officials have blamed Israel for the killing. Israel was long suspected of killing scientists a decade ago amid tensions over Tehran's nuclear program. The slaying threatens to renew tensions between the U.S. and Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A reverse by New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Big Apple Public Schools will return to in-person learning and increase the number of days a week children will attend class even as the pandemic intensifies in the city. De Blasio says some elementary schools and pre-K programs will resume December 7th. Others will take longer to reopen. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The world's loneliest elephant is ready for his flight to sanctuary in Cambodia and much-needed company of other elephants.
The mammoth task of getting him into a metal box for transport took several hours, perhaps the most crucial step in rescuing him from the dire conditions he's lived in for 35 years. Following the loss of his mate in 2012, Kavan would spend his days throwing his head from side to side, a sign of boredom and misery in an elephant. Martin Bauer is a spokesman for Four Paws International.
You will have finally a family after all this year.
American singer and actress Cher also arrived in Islamabad last week, following her long-standing efforts to raise awareness about rescuing Kavan from the zoo. Cher's animal welfare group Free the Wild has worked with Four Paws to relocate Kavan, a mission that's cost about $400,000. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Best Buy reported fiscal third quarter results that soared past analysts' expectations.
The nation's largest consumer electronics retailer saw surging demand for items like home theater and appliances that help people learn, cook, work, and connect in their homes. The Richfield, Minnesota-based retailer said third quarter profits rose 33%, while sales were up 21%. Sales at stores opened at least a year rose 23%.
Jeremy House reports Best Buy joins big box stores like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and Lowe's, which all reported strong quarterly results. Big box retailers were allowed to stay open during the lockdown in the spring and have seen their dominance increase as consumers focus on necessities and home-related activities. California Governor Gavin Newsom reversing parole for Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten, making the fourth time he's blocked her release. This is SRN News.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Pacific Justice Institute is defending Coles Valley Church in Umpqua, Oregon. The rural church sought permission from Douglas County to convert just one room in its building into a parsonage. A neighboring vineyard owner appealed to the Oregon's Land Use Board of Appeals, which overturned the county's initial ruling.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
The quarter.
But that was my money.
Well, let me finish, son. You don't think I'd steal from you? You weren't home, and I needed it fast. It's just a loan. I left you an IOU in there, see? And what's more, to show my appreciation, this year you won't have to eat the part of the turkey that you eat every year. No, sir. This year I'm moving you up front.
Well, okay, if it's just a loan.
Sure. Hey, I'd better hide this turkey in the icebox. I want to surprise your mother. Don't you tell her I got one.
Oh, okay, I won't.
Oh, Junior, did somebody come in?
Oh, yeah, Pop.
Well, he was very quiet. What's he up to?
Nothing.
Yes, he is. I can tell by your face.
Yeah, well, he's got a surprise for you. Now, don't say I told you.
A surprise?
Yeah, but I can't say what.
Oh, he must have bought me that dress I showed him in the May Company window. Well,
Mom,
I certainly hinted enough. I can't wait to try it on.
But, Mom, you don't...
Oh, hi, Dumplin'.
Hello, dear.
I got a little surprise for you.
I know, and you're a darling.
Junior, you told her.
No, he didn't, I guess. And you're sweet.
Oh, wait till you see it, Peg. Just the right size. And you won't have to do a thing to it. Except stuff it. And there's no one can stuff it like you.
Riley, that's no way to talk in front of Junior.
Why? He's seen a turkey before.
What? How dare you talk about me that way?
Who's talking about you? I'm talking about another turkey, a tom turkey. In the icebox for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you bought a turkey?
Sure, that's a surprise.
Oh.
Why, what did you think?
Well, never mind, I should have known better.
Oh, gee, I thought you'd be glad I got a turkey.
Oh, I am, dear.
Ah, we'll have a great Thanksgiving. And this year there'll be plenty of turkey. I'll just carve it up four ways.
Well, you better make it three ways, Pop. I'm going to be at Marilyn Morris's for Thanksgiving dinner.
What? You're going to Marilyn's? Leaving your home on Thanksgiving? The Pilgrims never acted this way.
But, Pop...
When John Alden said, "Let's all go over to Priscilla's for Thanksgiving," Miles Standish said, "Speak for yourself, John. I'm eating home." And that's history.
Your version.
But, Pop, I thought we weren't going to have a real Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't want to hear no excuses. If your family means so little to you, go ahead. Go to Maryland. We don't need you here. I still got your sister, Babs.
Riley, I'm afraid Babs isn't going to be here either. She's been invited to Helene's.
Babs, too?
Well, this boy's going to be there, and
she... Well, that's a fine thing. Thanksgiving, and your own kids can't wait to get out of the house. After all I've done for them, too. It ain't every father that would rob a bank to buy a turkey. Junior's bank.
Gee, Pop, I didn't know Thanksgiving meant so much to you.
Yeah, well, it does. And there's a reason. Let me tell you a little story about Thanksgiving. It happened 18 years ago. There was this poor couple, just married, looking forward to their first Thanksgiving together. And then it happened. 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, the boy was working in the stockyards in the slaughterhouse. And by accident, he got in the wrong line. And in a sad case of mistaken identity, they hit him on the head with a sledgehammer. Soon he was sinking fast. He was out of his mind. And every hour he'd ask, is it Thanksgiving yet? And his bride had to tell him, no, not yet. And soon the doctor could tell that the boy would never see another Thanksgiving. So a week before, when he asked with tears in his beautiful eyes, is it Thanksgiving yet? His bride answered with a little white lie. Yes, dear, it is Thanksgiving. And she brought in a turkey with all the trimmings, and they shoved a drumstick in each of his hands, but he was too weak to hold him. So the doctor had to feed him cranberry sauce with a hypodermic needle. But it was too late. Suddenly he heard a rushing sound, like the beating of giant turkey wings in the air. And he knew that he was headed for that land where there's always pumpkin pie. He turned to his bride and he said, grant me a dying request. Promise that our unborn children will always keep Thanksgiving sacred in their own home. And with that, he was gone. Gone west. Junior, that boy was Chester A. Riley.
You didn't go west.
Who didn't? How do you think I got to California?
Chester Riley, what's the big idea telling Junior a fantastic story like that?
Well, maybe the details ain't exactly true, but it's the idea that counts. That's how I feel about Thanksgiving. And if you can't respect my wishes on this one day, Junior, I'm resigning as your father. Go get yourself another father.
Riley!
Gee, Mom, why does Pa make such a fuss about Thanksgiving? Was that story really true? Did he get hit in the head with a sledgehammer?
No, dear. He sounds as if he did, but he didn't. But he does feel very strong about Thanksgiving. For a different reason. You see, it happened the first year we were married.
Back in Brooklyn?
Yes. Oh, we were having a bad time. Your father wasn't working, but we decided to have a real Thanksgiving dinner and invite my father. Well, your father got a part-time job, and he was supposed to bring home a turkey. And I remember when he came home.
Hi, Peggy.
I'm home.
Oh, Chester, I thought you'd never get here with that turkey. Where is it? Let me see it.
Look, Peg, cranberry sauce. What's Thanksgiving without cranberry sauce?
Well, yes,
but... And look, chestnut dressing, pumpkin pie, and nuts.
Chester, you do have a turkey.
Well, no.
Oh, but the butcher promised to give you a turkey if you helped him out today.
Yeah, he gave me a turkey, all right, but the only one he had left was a live one.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I didn't have the heart.
Oh, Chester.
No, I couldn't, Peggy. I just couldn't. I tried to. I lifted the axe, and then it looked up at me, and I couldn't. Had big brown eyes, just like yours.
Why didn't you get somebody else to do it?
That's exactly what I tried to do. I took it out in the street, figuring that if I let it cross the street like a pedestrian, some driver would run over it. Smart, huh?
Well, what happened?
The last I saw of it, it was heading down the steps into the subway. I still can't figure out where it got a nickel.
Oh, Chester, what'll we do for tomorrow? We have no money to buy a turkey.
Nah, don't you worry. I got something just as good as a turkey.
A goose?
No, but you're warm.
A duck?
Look, ain't it beautiful? A whole salami.
Salami?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving? But you told my papa we're going to have a real feast. He's expecting turkey.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry I disappointed you, Peg.
Oh, well, I don't care about myself, but you know papa. He'll start insulting you the way he always does.
Yeah, well, this time I'll deserve it. I shouldn't have bragged about the big turkey we're going to have. Oh, Peg, I'm no good. Oh,
now, don't say that, Chester.
No, it's true. I'm a failure. You should have married Sidney Monahan.
But I didn't want Sidney. I wanted you.
No, but he's a success. You'd have had everything. An apartment on Ocean Parkway, a Victrola, a rubber plant, an Essex, and over the mantelpiece, a gold-framed picture of President Hoover. You could have had all that, and instead you had to go and fall for the first pretty face that came along.
You're listening to The Life of Riley. We'll be right back after this short break.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either, at least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Systemic racism, white supremacy, microaggressions. The American people are being told we live in a country that is racist to its core. We're being lied to. Black America's biggest challenges aren't what the far left says they are. They're using us to promote their own agenda. I'm Bob Woodson. I led demonstrations during the civil rights movement, and I worked to relieve poverty in some of the country's toughest neighborhoods. The leaders employ the virtues and values of our founders. They are really our modern-day patriots. That is why we founded 1776 Unites, a black-led movement to challenge the proposition that because of America's birth defect of slavery, whites are to be forever blamed and shamed, and blacks are to be pitied and paid. We will no longer be used, and we need your help. If you support us, contribute a tax-deductible donation to 1776unites.com. 1776unites.com.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, quick and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome back to The Life of Riley on When Radio Was.
Oh, I still say we should have called the whole dinner off.
No, Peg, that would have been worse. At least this way your father will see that I tried. And
oh, but when Papa sees that salami.
Like, it's too late now. There he is.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, children.
Oh, hello, Papa.
Hello, Mr. Barker, sir.
Oh, come now, my boy. No more of that Mr. Barker stuff. From today on, just call me Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Say, look at that table. Oh, this is going to be a real feast. Well, when do we eat?
Well, any time you say, Papa, I'll get things ready.
Sure, let's eat now. I'm starved.
Oh, well, we figured you had a big lunch, Dad.
Not today, my boy. I had lunch with some of the boys. They all ordered turkey, but I said, not for me. I'm getting plenty tonight. So I just settled for a salami sandwich.
Well, you should have played it safe and had turkey. After all, you know turkeys, no brains. Anything can happen with them. For all you know, our turkey might have decided to take the subway to Coney Island.
Subway to Coney Island. Son, did anyone ever tell you had a great sense of humor? Doesn't that turkey smell wonderful?
Dad, did anyone ever tell you had a great sense of smell?
Well, let's sit down, my boy.
Yeah, let's sit down.
Mind if I carve, son?
No, but we ain't got a carving set.
Oh, don't worry, I brought my own right here. Always like to use my own tools. Gotta have a sharp knife to cut through those joints.
This one ain't got any joints.
Well, Peggy, bring it in.
In a minute, Papa.
All right, Chet, place your order. What do you like? White meat, dark, breast, drumstick?
Well, here it is.
Just cut me 6 inches out of the middle.
Right, 6 inches out of the middle. Wait a minute. What do you call this?
Salami.
Salami? Salami?
Yeah. I guess you sharpened the knife for nothing.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Now, wait a minute.
Papa, put down that knife.
Salami on Thanksgiving. I should have known that an oaf like that couldn't provide a decent meal.
Oh, it wasn't his fault, Papa.
Where's my hat and coat?
Papa, you're not going home.
I certainly am, and you're coming with me for good. Now, pack up.
No, Papa. I'm staying with Chester.
No, Peggy. No, your father's right. Pack up and go. And I'll pack up and go with you.
You'll stay right here. I must have been crazy when I let her marry you. Why, I...
Oh, Papa, see, somebody's at the door. Why, Sidney Monahan.
Happy Thanksgiving, Peggy Pie. Hi, Dad Barker.
Well, hello, Sidney, my boy.
What do you want here, Monahan?
Well, I happened to stop by Schultz's butcher shop yesterday, and I heard about your trouble with that turkey. So, if you don't mind having a lonely bachelor for dinner... Here you are.
Oh, Sidney, a whole turkey.
All cooked and everything. All you have to do is heat it up.
Now, wait a minute, Sidney.
Oh, you shouldn't have done it, Sidney.
Sidney, my boy, you're a prince.
Oh.
Hey, take charge of this wonderful bird.
Now, look here.
Sidney, my boy, sit down at the table.
Yeah.
Riley, get up and give Sidney your chair.
Now, just a minute. I stood enough. I got my pride, you know. I ain't taking no charity from you, Monahan. Give me that turkey.
Chester, what are you doing?
This turkey goes out the window.
Chester, don't you dare.
Either this turkey goes out the window or I go.
You put that turkey back on the table.
All right. If that's the way you want it, I'm going. Where's my suitcase?
Chester.
Now, here it is.
Chester, you stop this.
No, don't you worry. I'm only going to take what's rightfully mine. Where's my salami?
Gee, Mom, so Pop really walked out on you.
Well, you can hardly blame him. Of course, I sent your grandfather right out after him to bring him back.
And he found him?
Yes, roaming the street, brokenhearted.
Well, what happened when he brought him back?
Well, he didn't. You see, Papa had some plans of his own that I wasn't in on. He took him over to Papa's own house, and later on, I found out that...
Riley, I brought you here because I think it's time you and I had a man-to-man talk.
Well, I ain't giving her up.
Don't jump to conclusions. Have I asked you to? Yet?
I love her.
Of course you love her. I love her, too. We both want to do what's best for her.
Now, well, Peggy loves me.
Now, yes. But 20 years from now, her youth gone, her beauty faded, made old before her time by years of scrubbing, washing, ironing... After 20 years of this back-breaking drudgery, how will she feel?
Tired?
She'll hate you.
No.
Yes, you can't support her. Now, perhaps a separation is best. Now, if you just sign this paper here, you...
No, I ain't giving her up.
I'm not asking you to give her up. Just a trial separation. Say 6 or 8 years. Here, here's a pen.
No, I'll support her. I'll get a job.
Who'll give you a job?
I'll start at the bottom.
It won't pay anything.
But then I'll start at the top.
That takes education.
Then I'll study.
That takes brains.
I'll start at the bottom.
For how much? $8 a week? 10? How can she live on that?
She'll manage. I'm supporting her on nothing now.
Yes, she'll manage. But year after year, you'll watch her grow old and worn before your very eyes.
Oh, I couldn't stand that.
Of course not. You have a heart. You love her. You can't stand to see her suffer. So what do? You take to drink, to forget.
No, never. No, I can't stand liquor.
You force yourself. First it's a drink a day, then a pint a day, then a quart a day. First thing you know, you're locking yourself in hotel rooms with a whole case. You're a confirmed drunkard.
I'll stop.
You can't.
I'll join Alka-Seltzer Anonymous.
You're too far gone for that. You've got to have that drink. You can't live without drink. You'll do anything for a drink.
Stop! Give me a slug of gin and I'll sign.
That's the idea. Here's the pen.
Well, Dad, did that dumb jerk fall for the separation gag?
Quiet, for Pete's sake. Monahan.
Oh, I didn't know he was here.
Sign the paper, my boy.
Wait a minute. What's this about a separation gag?
That has nothing to do with you, Riley.
And what's this dad business?
That has nothing to do with you, Riley.
Yeah, what about this dumb jerk? Don't tell me that's got nothing to do with me.
Come, my boy. We're wasting time.
I get it. It's a plot. You and him are in on it, trying to get me drunk so I don't know what I'm doing, so he can get pegged. Well, I ain't signing. I'm tearing it up.
Now, be sensible, Riley.
You bet I'm going to be sensible. And I'm going to start off by poking you right in the nose.
Oh! Now, Riley, see here.
I had enough out of you, too, you old goat.
What?
I'd give you the same treatment he got, only I don't want my children to have a grandfather without teeth.
Now, wait, Riley.
Out of my way, Dad. I'm going back to Peggy, and I'll never give her up. You're stuck with me for life. Peg, I'm back. Peg. Peggy. Peg, where are you? Peg. She's gone. Her suitcase is missing. She left for good. She jilted me. She didn't even love me enough to wait at least a couple of hours. I bet she was in cahoots with them. Yeah, the three of them were in the plot.
Three in one plot? Bad business.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, I didn't hear you come in, Digger.
Who does?
I've got troubles on my mind.
Well, we all had our problems. Only yesterday, a gang of hoodlums pilfered a sign from a mattress store and hung it on the door of my business establishment. Ooh, I was mortified.
Why? What did the sign say?
Give us a trial and you'll sleep as you've never slept before.
Well, you call that trouble? My wife has left me.
Oh, too bad. My dear wife left me once, but I got her back.
Oh, too bad.
We had a spat, and she ran home to her father. He came to the door. Said I, Daddy-in-law, produce my wife. Said he, never. We have grounds for divorce. Said I do have grounds. So produce my wife, or you'll wind up in them. She came back, I'm glad to say.
Yeah, well, Peg left me for a different reason. I can't support her. I guess I'm a failure.
Oh, don't say that, man. Many a so-called failure has turned out to be a great success. Take the case of a colleague of mine, J.P. Jenkins. A year ago, his business was so bad, he couldn't dig up a single customer.
Is that a fact?
Oh, yes. Then he moved to California, and today he's one of the biggest men in our business. You've heard of the Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
He's known as the Groundhog of Forest Lawn.
Well, I don't even want to be a success now that Peg has left me.
Nonsense. You must go after her. Fan the flame of love. Puff, puff.
No, I got my pride. If she's so anxious to leave me, I ain't going to run after her. I can get along without women.
What will you do?
I'm going home to my mother.
Riley, take my advice.
I don't need your advice, and stop meddling in my business. Go home. You ain't welcome here.
Very well. I'll go. I may not be welcome here, but you'll always be welcome in my place. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Who is it?
It's me, Mom.
Chester!
Mom, your little boy has come home.
There, now, Chester. Sit down. Dry your eyes and blow your nose.
I can't. I packed my handkerchief in my suitcase. Oh, Mom.
There. Tell Mother all about it.
Oh, Mom, you never told me marriage would be like this.
Like what, Chester?
I never should have left you. Why didn't you warn me about all women being brutes?
Chester, Peggy hasn't lifted a hand to you.
Oh, no. She was always a perfect gentleman that way. But she just never tried to understand me. She just took me for granted.
That doesn't sound like Peggy.
No, it's true. She didn't treat me like I was a person with feelings. To her, I was just a... A rag, a bone, and a hunk of hair. And I'm never going back to her.
There now. I've got your old room ready. You go in there, have a good cry, and things will look different in the morning.
Oh, all right, Mom, but things will never be the same again.
We'll see. Oh, and if you're hungry, Chester, there's a turkey in the icebox.
I never want to hear that word turkey again.
All right, son. Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Hello, darling.
Mom, help! There's a strange woman in my bed.
Better look again, son.
Why, what's the matter, Chester? Aren't you glad to see me?
Peggy, it's you. You came back to me.
I never left you, Chester.
But I thought...
I waited for Papa to bring you back, and then I found out what he and Sidney were up to. So I came here to wait for you.
Oh, Peggy, darling, I thought I'd never see you again.
Oh, silly. How could I walk out on you, sweetheart?
Well, I wouldn't blame you. After all, I'm not much of a success. I haven't even got a job and no prospects, and as far as looks go... Well, yeah, I guess you would be silly to walk out on me.
Well, don't forget, Chester, I married you for better or for worse.
Yeah, and the worst is yet to come. Oh, I'm so happy, Peggy. Let's go home, huh?
Well, it's late, Chester. Let's spend the night here.
All right, sweetheart.
Kiss me, Chester.
Peggy.
Yes, Chester?
Now that we're back together again and I've got you in my arms, you know what, honey?
What, dear?
There's a whole turkey in the icebox. Let's eat.
Riley's will return in just a moment.
That's the story, Junior. You can see why Thanksgiving means so much to your father.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Oh, excuse me. I thought nobody was here.
Oh, Pop, I changed my mind. I'll stay home for Thanksgiving.
You will, Junior? Honest?
Oh, sure, Pop. I'll call off my date.
And I'll get Babs to stay home, too.
Well, that's more like it. Oh, it'll be a great Thanksgiving. I may not be a big success, but as long as I got your mother and two wonderful kids, I got lots to be thankful for. And as long as your mother's got me, she's got lots to be thankful for. Junior, what are you going to be thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be thankful we have turkey instead of salami.
Peg, you shouldn't have told him.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Schiff, Alan Lipscott, and Dick Powell. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. And remember, for more radiant hair, free of unsightly dandruff, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L. Prel Shampoo.
From November 14, 1948, as I shared with you earlier, the Life of Riley writers would periodically use a flashback episode as a way to create more character depth, as we got to see how it was for Chester and Peg in their early relationship. For your information, Dick Powell, the radio writer, not the same fella as Dick Powell, the actor, who played Richard Diamond and Richard Rogue on radio. Two different guys. And speaking of different guys, Life of Riley cast member John Brown actually played two different characters most weeks. Not only the show's most popular Digger O'Dell, the friendly undertaker, but also he was the voice of Jim Gillis, Chester's co-worker and neighbor. Brown is also heard here on When Radio Was as the narrator Broadway on the Damon Runyon Theater. Plus, he was boyfriend Al on My Friend Irma, boss Mr. Willoughby on The Dennis Day Show, and Thorny on The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next, we travel to Summerfield for a Thanksgiving episode of The Great Gildersleeve. It begins right after this.
Personal notice. Danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine.
From the darkest, foggiest, most rain-swept streets of your imagination come 20 episodes of Great Radio Private Eyes from Radio Spirits.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Radio's best-remembered detectives take on all comers in this wide-ranging collection of thrill-packed cases of crime.
I parked a block away and started toward it on foot when they... glow from a lonely cigarette said that it wasn't quite as deserted as it should have been. The cigarette belonged to a woman who was someplace under a lot of makeup.
Interesting evening.
You're asking me or telling me?
Well, either it is, it has been, or it could be. Take your pick. You look like a bright boy.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, from the upscale nightlife of the Falcon to the grubby dockside world of Pat Novak, get set for classic radio drama at its most entertaining.
I want to see her, I'm going to see her.
Trick I learned a long time ago. Shoot a guy in the knee and he'll never walk straight again.
You ever done it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
That's what I learned, baby.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Woz listeners only need to pay half that. For you, it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get Great Radio Private Eyes today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Last week, we told you about the history and benefits of electric vehicles, or EVs. We chatted with Signature Electric's Mark Marmer. And though we're seeing more Chevrolet Bolts and Teslas on the road, the EV industry is still facing big challenges. Mark Marmer explains.
What we need is a variety. We don't yet have a nice variety of vehicles and enough vehicles. So we've got our sedans and we've got some kinds of SUVs, but we don't have trucks. Trucks are a major item. Look out on the street and how many people are driving trucks. Trucks are an important part of the market. We're not going to get there until we do that. And maybe a few more entry-level vehicles, the Hyundai Kona type of vehicle. But if you went out to look, you went to a Hyundai dealership today and tried to pick up a Kona electric, you would find that there almost are none.
And worldwide, distribution is a big reason for the lack of inventory. More on the Signature Electric YouTube channel.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was and More Comedy. Before the break, it was The Life of Riley, and now The Great Gildersleeve. And it, too, is a Thanksgiving episode. Joining late actor Harold Perry will be Verna Felton as his secretary, Miss Fitch. Lorraine Tuttle as Marjorie. Walter Tetley as Leroy. Lillian Randolph as Bertie. And Earl Ross as Judge Hooker. This is from November 22nd, 1942.
Also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night. Present each week at this time Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton. Well, let's get on to the Great Gildersleeve, who's been putting in a busy Saturday morning down at the water department, trying to clear his desk of all the odds and ends that have piled up there. As we join him now, we find him almost down to the blotter and feeling pretty good about it.
Action, yes, action. That's the keynote today, Miss Fitch.
And you have accomplished a great deal this morning, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes, sir. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
I try not to.
Procrastination is the thief of time.
There's a letter here.
Time and tide wait for no man.
This woman wrote in 2 weeks ago.
For want of a nail, the shoe was lost, Miss Fitch. Action, that's the thing, action.
Mr. Gildersleeve, are you going to answer this woman's letter?
What does she want?
Action.
Be sure. Well, let's see the letter.
She says she wrote in 2 weeks ago and never got an answer.
Oh, yes, I remember this. Take an answer. Dear madam, in reply to your recent letter regarding a Neil in your bathtub, we wish to thank you for calling this to our attention. After a thorough investigation of the matter, we wish to report that it would have been impossible for the said eel to have gained access to your tub through the faucet. All our water is carefully filtered, and furthermore, standard plumbing fixtures are too small to accommodate an eel of the dimensions you describe. We can only suggest that the creature either crawled up the drain, in which event your attorney should get in touch with the Department of Public Works, not us. Or possibly it was placed in your tub by an enemy. Failing which, we'd advise a closer check on your friends. Very truly yours, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, Water Commissioner. You got that?
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve.
That ought to hold her. What's next?
Well, I don't know whether you want to do anything about this.
Let's have it. Action, Miss Fitch. Let's clear the decks here.
Very well.
This is no time for bottlenecks. Do it now. Strike while the iron is hot. Come, come, come. What have you got there?
A 6-month reminder from your dentist.
Well, suppose you put that in the deferred file.
That's where it came from.
You're a hard woman, Miss Fitch. All right, call up the dentist and make an appointment for Monday.
Good.
For Leroy. Come on, let's get on here. Time's wasting. Hey, have you got the application for my bee gas ration?
Yes, it's right here.
Oh, I must remember to get that in this afternoon.
It's all filled out. All you have to do is sign it.
I better check it over. Let's see here. It says, occupational use of the vehicle. If vehicle is used for driving between home and fixed place of work in the principal occupation as stated in items 4 and 6 above, answer all questions in part A below. If vehicle is used in the performance of the principal occupation stated in items 4 and 6 above... Oh, brother, I'll take your word for it, Miss Fitch.
You also have to get the signatures of any person sharing the ride with you.
Oh, well, Judge Hooker is my share of the rider, but he isn't speaking to me. He can darn well sign, though.
I understand very few people are going to get the bee rations.
Oh, I'll get one, all right. After all, I'm a city official.
Yes, but have you heard who's head of the ration board now?
It doesn't make any difference. Who?
Judge Hooker.
Judge Hooker. Oh, my goodness. If Hooker will find some technicality, maybe I'd better invite the old goat to Thanksgiving dinner after all.
That might soften him up a little.
Yes, certainly. He couldn't accept a man's hospitality and then trick him out of his B card, could he?
I don't recall that the application form covers that.
No, I didn't think so. Quiet. Here comes the old sour ball now. Well, hello there, Judge.
When does the bus leave, Gildersleeve?
The bus leaves whenever you're ready, Judgey.
I'm ready now.
Be right with you. Can't keep a customer waiting, can we, Miss Fitch? I'll get my hat and coat.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you're not forgetting.
Oh, yes. Thank you. While you're waiting, Judge, Miss Fitch has an application blank there that requires your signature. A mere formality, you know.
What's this?
Just to show that I'm sharing my car with you.
Oh, so you're applying for a bee ration book, huh?
Aren't we all? Give the judge a pen, Miss Fitch. Here, use mine. It's a self-filler. I think you'll like it. There, that's it.
There you are.
Thank you, Judge. Well, see you Monday, Miss Fitch. By the way, Horace, I meant to ask you before. I hope you'll give us the pleasure of dining with us as usual on Thursday.
I thought you'd forgotten all about Thanksgiving.
Not at all. Thanksgiving wouldn't be Thanksgiving without you, Horace. You know that.
You're listening to The Great Gildersleeve at Thanksgiving. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
COVID-19. Introducing ThermalGuard. Just set it up at your business entrance, and this iPad-looking device detects your face, body temperature, and more. Mitch Sabonet from ThermalGuard explains.
This is designed to have features such as time-stamping feature. It also has a mask detection technology available on there, which can be toggled on or off when eventually the laws change. As you know, right across North America, the laws are getting more and more strict to not enter indoor spaces without a mask. So at the same time as checking your temperature, it will also detect whether or not you have a mask in place.
Great.
This is just one of the many features. We also can connect this to their MagLock system. The security doors won't open if you have a fever.
Check it out at mythermalguard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
7 days of Black Friday deals on the hottest brands.
Kick off your holiday shopping at Staples, where you'll find the best gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods with wireless charging case are just $119.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 11/28, in-store only, limit 2, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
If you could save a life, would you do it? The Trauma Sensitive Awareness Foundation is presenting a free online Veterans Summit offering hope, help, and healing. 22 one-hour audio and video interviews with world-renowned mental health experts, pioneering veterans, and alternative therapy solutions for PTS, TBI, trauma, moral injury, relationship issues, sexual assault, and so much more. Beginning November 4th at www.t-saf.org. Again, that's www.t-saf.org. Please join us.
The Black Friday sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Welcome back to Thanksgiving Time with the Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
Stand still, Leroy, now while I fit this.
I feel like a sissy in this fool outfit.
This is the kind of clothes the pilgrims wore. They were no sissies.
Yeah, but they didn't have to wear them in front of a whole auditorium full of people.
Stand still, will you, before I jab you with this pin.
Oh!
I told you you'd get stuck. No. I think you're going to look real cute when I get this down.
That's just what I'm afraid of. That's what the whole school is going to think.
Leroy, will you stand still?
It wouldn't have been so bad if I was Miles Standish. I'd get to wear a helmet. But John Alden, that panty waist. I'm lucky the teacher didn't make me play Priscilla.
I don't see why you feel that way. John Alden is a hero. Remember, it's John Alden who gets the girl.
Yeah, Ethel Hammerschlager can have her.
And Leroy.
Hello.
Well, look at our little pilgrim.
Hey, Mark, can't I take this off now?
No, wait till I get it pinned.
Do you know your lines yet, young man?
Some of them.
Well, it's about time. You've been rehearsing that part for a month.
I've been trying to get out of it for a month.
That's no attitude to take. The courtship of Miles Standish is great literature. This is the forest primeval, the murmuring pines and the hedgehogs.
That's Evangeline, Uncle Mort.
Well, that's good, too. Let's hear you recite that speech you were having trouble with last night, Leroy.
No, I don't want to.
Come on now, I want to see if you've learned it.
Well, some other time, Uncle.
No, right now. I'd like to hear it. We both would. Wouldn't we, Marjorie?
We'd love to.
No, I won't do it. Not if she's going to listen.
Young man, you'll recite that speech or you'll go right upstairs to your room.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Let's see. Pretty Mistress Priscilla turned out of deaf ear to the suit of one who the last yet
loves thee with a noble and undying passion. Go back and try it again.
Well, I have to.
Yes. If you don't keep at it, you'll never learn the part.
If I don't learn the part, maybe we'll have to do it.
You'll do it or I'll know the reason why. Come on now, once more.
Pretty Mistress Priscilla. Pretty Mistress. I can't say it.
You're not trying. Pretty Mistress Priscilla. Now you've got me doing it. Oh, Bertie, I want to talk to you. Leroy, you go up to your room and practice.
Darn old Miles Standish anyway.
Quiet, you. Bertie, I've invited Judge Hooker to Thanksgiving dinner. So that'll mean one more.
That'll mean five more.
What?
Yes, I hope you don't mind, Uncle Mort. I invited four of the boys from Camp Fuller.
Oh, well, fine. The more the merrier. Thanksgiving isn't Thanksgiving unless there are plenty around to enjoy the turkey.
Speaking of turkey, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes, Bertie?
You wouldn't want to buy a chance on one, would you? I don't suppose.
What do you mean, Bertie?
Well, the ladies at my church is holding the turkey raffle.
Again? All right, I'll buy a chance. How much are they?
25 cents. That's for one.
One chance. There you are. There's a quarter.
Thank you. Of course. You used to buy two chances, it stands to reason you'd have twice as good a chances they have.
Yeah. No getting around that, Bertie. All right, I'll take two.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you're making no mistake. Turkey's awful expensive this year.
Yes, I know, Bertie.
48 cents a pound a day, one grocery.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. So even if you to buy 3 chances, you'd still be ahead.
Sold, Bertie. Make it 3.
Yes, sir. Let's see now. How many is it going to be for dinner?
Well, there's Marjorie and Leroy and Judge Hooker and Mrs. Ransom and the 4 soldiers and you, Bertie. That makes 9.
And you, that makes 12.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's me.
That's going to take a big take.
Well, maybe we should order one right away and ask him to hold it for us.
Well, let's wait and see how this raffle comes out first, Marjorie. We don't want to be stuck with 2 turkeys, you know.
Of course, they've sold quite a lot of chances on it, and you've only got 3.
Bertie, if you can guarantee I'll get the turkey, I'll take 5 chances.
Well, I can't promise nothing, but my cousin's doing the drawing.
I'll take 5.
Well, that'll be $1.25.
That's right. Well, here's another $1.
That's quite a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
$1.25 will buy a lot of things.
Don't I know it?
If you would like to take a couple more chances just to protect your investment.
You get out of here, Bertie, before you ruin me. I got to get down to the ration board. Crowd. Pardon me. Could somebody tell me whether this is where you get B ration books?
No, this is where you don't get them.
Wise guy. Madam, would you mind?
You can't shove in here.
I'm not trying to shove in.
End of the line.
End of the line. I've been waiting here since 2:00 and you come trying to shove in.
Yeah.
Madam, I was merely trying to ask a civil question.
End of the line, Bert.
Just a minute. Who do you think you're pushing?
Well, who do you think you're pushing?
Well, who do you think you're pushing? Why, George, if you weren't wearing glasses.
Well, I'll take them off. There.
You look worse. Put them back on.
What's the fuss?
He tried to shove in ahead of me.
I did not.
He did too, and he squeezed my hand.
Oh, now look here, my good woman.
Well, you'll have to ask for order here, my friend. Why don't you just take your place in the line?
I'm trying to find out whether this is the right line. I've come for my B ration book.
Oh, you've come for it, huh?
Yes. I have my application right here.
You and 100 million others.
What? Young man, evidently you don't know who I am. I happen to be Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, and I have to do a lot of driving.
Where to?
Well, out to the reservoir.
To the reservoir? What for?
See if there's anything in it.
Yeah? Listen, brother, if we gave a ration book to everybody who wants to drive out to the reservoir for a little necking in the moonlight...
I don't do any necking in the moonlight.
Oh, you like it in the dark.
Yeah.
No!
And I didn't come here to be insulted by underlings.
End of the line, bud.
Yes, end of the line!
Judge, I want you to tell this young whippersnapper here where he gets off.
Well, now, Gildy.
He has the nerve to tell me I'm not entitled to a B ration book.
Well, he may be right, Gildy. You're only sharing the ride with one person.
You can't throw those technicalities at me, Hooker. You're the share, my rider. You signed this application yourself.
I know that, Gildy. As a share of the rider, I'd be delighted to see you get your ration book. But as a ration official, I couldn't possibly pass this application. My conscience wouldn't allow it.
All right, Judge. As a ration official, you needn't bother to come to Thanksgiving dinner. And as a share of the rider, from now on, you can walk.
End of the line.
Oh, you can have your old line.
Combining Thanksgiving with wartime rationing, that was the first half of The Great Gildersleeve from November 22, 1942. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. At the time of that broadcast, World War II was in its third year, and the United States had been fighting for about 1 year. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier in that episode, you heard Verna Felton as Gildy's secretary, Miss Fitch. Well, she was one of radio's busiest actresses, usually in matriarch roles. She was Dennis Day's mother on the Jack Benny program, and the Mean Widow Kid Jr.'s grandmother on the Red Skelton Show. On television, Verna Felton would have the supporting role of Hilda Crocker on a 1950s sitcom starring Spring Byington. Can you name it? A hint, it has a monthly title. I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy.
say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for four CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Over the past months, we've seen technology developed as a tool to fight COVID-19. Introducing ThermalGuard. Just set it up at your business entrance, and this iPad-looking device detects your face, body temperature, and more. Mitch Sebonet from ThermalGuard explains.
This is designed to have features such as time-stamping feature. It also has a mask detection technology available on there, which can be toggled on or off when eventually the laws change. As you know, right across North America, the laws are getting more and more strict to not enter indoor spaces without a mask. So at the same time as checking your temperature, it will also detect whether or not you have a mask in place.
That's great.
This is just one of the many features. We also can connect this to their MagLock system. The security doors won't open if you have a fever.
Check it out at mythermalguard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that actress Verna Felton, who played Miss Fitch on The Great Gildersleeve, also played Hilda Crocker on a 1950s television sitcom starring Spring Byington. It was December Bride. Also appearing in that series as Byington's neighbor was Harry Morgan as Pete Porter. He was the one always complaining about his heard but unseen wife, Gladys. When it was spun off as its own series, Pete and Gladys, Carol Williams was cast as the wife. Of course, Harry Morgan also later starred as Colonel Sherman Potter on television's MASH. I'm Greg Bell. Remember to take a little time and visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.